Blog Talk Radio. Man, I want to give a special shout out, man, to all the soldiers in Iraq, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with the war, man, but I fuck with the soldiers over there fighting the war, man. So for all y'all, you know what I'm saying, men and women, man, that's out there, man, dying every day, man, and fighting for our, you know what I'm saying, well-being, man, I appreciate you, man. It's a big blessing, man, and you got it right here from your main nigga. No motherfucking contacts, no cords, nigga, straight from me, man. I appreciate it, man. It's a blessing, man.
Them hands together. We're gonna sing a song called Wade in the Water. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Check it out.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water.
Children that Moses led it through. Come on. Who's all those other people? Just black and white. Who's all those other people in the water? Who's all those other people dressed up in black and white? Must be the children of the Israelites. Come on. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble. Everywhere, all those people over there, all those people everywhere, all those people over there, all those people everywhere, trouble the water. Harriet Tubman was there in the water. Moses even was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. Harriet Tubman was there in the water. Even Moses was there in the water. The Israelites was there in the water. The Israelites was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. Have you ever been there in the water? Have you ever been there in the water? The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there in the water. The Holy Ghost was there.
Yes, I'd like to say amen to that. That's Brother Eddie Durant. You know what I'm saying? Old school brother did some time up in prison. You know what I'm saying? Did like 15 years in prison. Got out, turned his life over to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's been doing ever since. You know what I'm saying? Trying to live in that path. So big ups to everybody out there trying to live that path. And, you know, this is Heaven Sent Sunday. You know what I'm saying? It's your host, DJ Smell So Good in the building. A.K.A. DJ FTP, how you feeling? Got some people supposed to be calling up. I'm going to be calling some of the peoples, man. I got some old army buddies and stuff that's, you know, soldier turned minister, soldier turned deacon, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting them on the line to see, you know, what made you turn your life over to the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And I got Iraq already, you know what I'm saying? I got to say, first off, big ups to Iraq, you know what I'm saying? What's up, DJ Sundown? I see him. But Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? She be holding down real big, for Blog Talk Radio, keeping me on my P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like to thank her very much for that. And thank all my fans, you know what I'm saying, out there. Make sure you, go on to the front page. You see my show page, go down to the bottom, sign the guest book, you know what I'm saying? Show some love, because if there's one on your page, I'll sign it, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, see who all come through. Let me see what this is. 251. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, girl, you calling from all these damn area codes. I'm thinking you stateside and shit.
No. What happened? I got a Skype number. You can set it up to where you can actually have your own phone number. So I set it up with the area code grandma is. You know, so like my grandma can call me anytime she feel like it.
Over
and
there?
My son as well. Anybody.
Can call you over there.
Yeah. Right, it'll call my computer. And then it has voicemail on it and everything. Technology, I'm telling you. 2009.
Yeah, I already wrote the number down. I ain't know who it was. And I be trying to keep in contact with people. So that's why I be writing the numbers down. So now I know that'll work. Call your ass up. Mm-hmm. Only thing it is the times, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you going, how do you know what time to call you, you know what I'm saying, that you actually answer the phone?
Right, and that's the thing. That's why I was, you know, one of my soldiers had told me about it probably like a month ago, and I wasn't too keen on doing it because of that simple fact. I'm never in here. But, you know, it's cheaper with the Skype to get us to purchase a subscription versus just putting money on it every month or ever so often. So when I got the subscription, it was only like $5.95 a month, unlimited to anyone in the States. And with that, you get a free number. So I just went ahead and set it up. My son actually tried to call me last night. I didn't even hear him call. I don't know when he called. I don't know if I had walked out the room or what. But I got a message. So in his corny ass, like, yes, if this is my mom, I love you, and call me back. I'm like, you're so stupid.
Is that an audible? He making his own audible, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You tripping, boy. You tripping. Man, nah. Well, how you
I
want
to give a shout out to Mr. and Ms. Thomas.
Ain't nobody here, none of that. Damn it, I told you to get your own show. Keep telling y'all, if I tell you to get your own show, you get your own show. First of all, I'm asking you, how's your day going? Oh, your evening. How was your Sunday? How was your Sunday? Because it's 3:20 y'all Florida time. It's like 10 o'clock something like that Iraqi time. So
yeah, it's almost 10:30 p.m. It was actually good. We had a barbecue today. So, you know, building a little camaraderie within the unit.
All right, y'all cooking up some
ribs
insurgents
off the chain.
Yeah, they're cooking up insurgents again, mama. Oh, man.
Side.
I can't get over that, damn boy. Big ups to Cat Williams coming out with that damn insurgents joke, man. That damn, wow. Okay, now give you shout-outs. Go on and give you shout-outs.
So what's up with the chat room?
Oh, I don't know yet. What's the name was in there, though? DJ Sundown was in there, and he said, hey, dude, bye, dude. And I guess he got a show or something today. But he was here. But the chat, I don't know what's up, BTR. I ain't even tried actually. I guess I'll try to see if I can get in there again, because it be kind of aggravating me with the chat rooms and stuff not coming up, and then having to hear it from you and everybody else. Like, what's up the chat room? I'm like, I don't know. It's supposed to be automatically working, but we'll see. You got to keep trying it. You know what I'm saying? It Because then next thing you know, it's up. It should be up and running now. Yeah, it's up and running because I'm on it. Put a block. Yeah, it's up. It's up and running. Chat room will be tripping, but it's up right now. Got, who was this? DJ Sundown. I thought DJ Sundown was a dude. Go to DJ Sundown page. DJ Sundown is the therapeutic radio show. When life rains on your parade, bring out the slip and slide. That's her motto. Okay, DJ Sundown. Big up to female DJs out there. All right, that's what time it is. Okay. All right, that's what it do. All right, well, big up to DJ Sundown. You know what I'm saying? I'm a favor her as a show, and she's a host on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure y'all check her out. It's Therapeutic Radio. Her next show is the 24th at 7:30. Called the After School, the After Work School Show. Y'all might want to tune in to that as we discuss how boring our cubicles are and just how to spice. Hell no, I ain't tuning in for that. But here, I'll rest of y'all, if y'all want to know about cubicles and how boring your job life is, yeah, tune in to the show. I ain't in no cubicles, so that would not appeal to me. It's not my type of show. Anyways, who you said you had tuning in? Where you friend at? Where you guess that?
Well, I was saying hello to Stephanie and Marcus, holding it down in Fort Stewart, Georgia. And that little man asleep. Well, he might be up now.
Oh,
I haven't seen them in a while.
Talking about your son?
No, their son.
Oh, what his name is? Little Man?
That's what I call him. His name is... I forgot. It's Kinu, Kino.
Oh, snap. Y'all,
what is it, Stephanie?
Snap.
I know, right? Such a bad auntie.
Yeah, you know, I forgot my name and everything. What? That's how they do.
Don't forget my birthday.
Man.
You can forget my name, just don't forget my birthday.
I'd be having a hard time remembering my mama's birthday, let alone a kid or anybody else. Who? You better tell me 2 days before, and then hopefully I'll remember the next day. I do. I'm trying to study no birthdays, daylight savings time, and all this old bull crap we going through. How you know when your birthday really is? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, but big ups to all the guests out there, you know what I'm saying, tuning in, you know what I'm saying. My homegirl, Miss Maven, thank you for bringing whoever is coming through or whoever's listening out there, you know what I'm saying. Today is a censored show. If you catch me Monday through Saturday, it's uncut, uncensored. But, you know, we don't even tone it down. This is just censored. I ain't talking about with the bleeps and all that. You know, I just ain't on my regular schedule show, you know what I'm saying? So I do, this is each and every Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to start this each and every Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Give back to the Lord, give back to the community, and promote artists that you know what I'm saying, turn their life over to the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And this is their ministry. It's through music. So that's why I'm playing what I'm playing. Was that all your shout outs before I get back into some more music? Because we got some more people.
I'm good.
You good?
Thank you.
All right, that's what's up. So I'm getting, I'm finna hit up Rob. We're trying to call some of our old army buddies we found. And we're gonna get them on the line. Try to get them on the line. Rob Stoudemire and my homeboy Lane. They should be out of church by now. So we're gonna see if we get them online. Coming up after this song, y'all. Y'all hang in there, tune in each and every day right here. It's blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smell So Good. The live calling number is 347-237-5125. Don't forget to sign the guest book, please. The guest book is located on the front page, as you should have seen down at the bottom. There's a guest page, guest book. Please sign the guest book. Going down real big. The song I'm going to play is called a gospel group called Grits. They got a song, My Life Be Like Ooh Ah. And that's what, not Ooh Ah, like my dog Mike. Big up to the Mike Henderson show out there, man. My own girl Eba O, you know what I'm saying, everybody, little Lola, everybody out there holding it down. Miss Shiro, man, got her show coming up soon, y'all. Check her out Tuesday live, the Shiro Man Show. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, doing some real big things for Blog Talk Radio. You already know. So with all that being said, let's go.
My life be like.
Your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House, live from that Memphis, Tennessee. I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house, and he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kango hat pulled down on his head. Sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old, can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry, back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
gym. I can hear my mama crying. Jesus. She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G. Running from the police. Had a pocket full of D. Running with my homie. Mama praying for me. Asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday. And she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble. I gave the lady drama. But I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes, I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now. Yeah, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch. And I heard my daughter cry, Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry, then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus.
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
That's real, that's real. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog F1 Diamond. You know what I'm saying? Representing real big, man. Out there for Core DJs Radio. You know what I'm saying? Come check us out. Yak Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm on everything, man. Just find me. Put in DJ Smell So Good and you'll pretty much find me. I'm out there. The chat room still ain't up yet. It's all good, all gravy. Try again, though. Probably be up and running, you know what I'm saying? Hit up a couple of my special guests, you know what I'm saying? Wait till they come through. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick a little something for y'all. Miss Black, you got my message?
Got what?
Did you see my message?
Where? In the chat room?
No, for the... Why, you in the chat room?
No, it won't come up on my end.
Oh. No, I left a message for Rob and Lane, you know what I'm saying, to call in. I left a message on their machines to call in. So, we'll see. We shall see. Let me see. I got one more, couple more cuts. I'm going to be playing. I'm going to do one of my poems. It's called What I Am. It's for everybody out there listening. A little inspiration. I'll put you on mute, girl. You might be laughing and shit. I'll come over in Iraq with a bomb on my back and tear something up. You know why I do. Oh, my bad, girl. I forgot you was on the phone. This is called What I Am. This is written by yours truly, DJ Smell So Good. I don't know when I wrote it. It don't even matter because it applies each and every year, day after day. You know what I'm saying? I haven't changed in 30 years, and I'm 31, so I guess I'll wait another year and start changing, but it ain't happened yet, so I guess I gotta stay the real knuckle that I am. But this is called What I Am. I am the angel sent from above. I represent life, liberty, freedom, and love. I bring the peace on earth as that of the dove. In the back of your mind, I am the feeling you find when you feel you just have to leave all problems behind. As I gaze into the future and look at your life, I see your marriage and kids, your struggle and strife. Up to the heavens, your problems I take. Miracles out of problems is what I make. I am more than the picture you have imagined in your head. I am the everlasting spirit that once was pronounced dead. You come to me with heartache and pain. I provide spiritual comfort that keeps you sane. When you look in the distance, as far as you can see, there I will stand, there I will be. Healing others like yourself, whom seek perfect harmony. On my wings of love, peace, and joy, I bring smiles to all faces like a child with a toy. I am the angel sent from above. I represent life, liberty, freedom, and love. Going down real big, you know what I'm saying? That's a BTR Blog Talk radio exclusive. Yawning all on my phone. Yes, the world hears you yawning on the phone. That's an Iraq
you
yawn.
You have me on mute.
No, I told you that. I did tell you that. But, I just wanted to see what you would actually do if you thought you was on mute. Now I see. Yawning all.
Well, I can't help that. It's been a long day.
It's been a rough day. You just said you had a good day, girl.
Oh, it's been long.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Nose tag. My day just started. Got to get on the grind later on after this show. Me and Herc, we're going to hit the streets and try to grind some of these CDs and, you know, put them out there to the world, You know, see what'll happen, you know what I'm saying? Try to break some local artists, man. It's a hard journey, but somebody got to do it, so... That's why I's here. So the next cut I'm going to get into is Jay Fox. You know what I'm saying? Jay Fox, he gospel rap artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm the official Crump for Christ DJ alongside T-A-J-D. That's The Amazing Judge Dredd. You can check him out. MySpace.com/TH. Like in high. THAJD, you know what I'm saying? That little MySpace page I made for him. You don't hardly ever check it, but it's there. It is up and it is there if you want to see some more info about him. Of course, you can check out the MySpace. I updated my MySpace. It's MySpace.com/SmellyBTR. That's SmellyBTR. You know what I'm saying? On MySpace, you stop by and I'm putting some new slideshows, guest books, all kind of little stuff up there that's interactive with our show. As far as Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? That's what that MySpace is dedicated to. No bands, no artists, no friends unless you're a Blog Talk Radio friend will be accepted to that page. So that's how that page, that's what that page is set up for. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive. So if you see your stuff on there, then you know that you've been exclusively featured on that page because nothing else, unless it's Blog Talk Radio related, will be on that page. So going down real big right here is Heaven Sent Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You're riding out with your blessed host, DJ Smell So Good. Straight from the hood, Trey Foe, what it do?
How many of y'all know the Lord? How many of y'all know the Lord? You want to act like you don't know the Lord. How many of us can turn our back on the Lord? Hey, I'm guilty too. I can't judge. Think about it. I got a testimony to tell.
He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. I used to play the corner with my
cash out. Me and you smoke a mirror. About to pass out, drinking all the drink, living fast with no time to think. My partner got killed in the crash, had no time to blame. God spent my life, now it's time to get right. Got down on my knees that very same night, asking God, please, can my homie win the fight? Can he last? Close the door and say goodnight. Why? He looking kinda bad. Wanna come before we fall. We like the ball, but when we dead and gone, we can't buy them all. And this for y'all that's trying to gain the world and its riches. You're hitting switches in your 6-4 and press the witches. I know it's kinda hard when you still in the flesh. We need to know we all blessed. Now you can rest. Won't you confess you done wrong? We all done sin. Only Jesus walked the perfect life beginning to end. Listen, I'm glad he gave me another chance. Now I can do my dance without my drinking hand. I understand I'm living in the land of violence, but when he talks, I remain silent. God trying to speak, you better pay his attention. He the reason why we still living, Fox on a mission. Started feeling kind of sad, that's how I knew he was missing. Now I'm feeling so glad that Jesus is living. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. He stepped down and laid his hands on me. God stepped down and laid his hands on me. Check it. Fox, never coming average. All that gangsta rap, y'all can have it. I'ma bag it, I done had it. Holy Ghost rappers, TDJ acting. Got love for the thugs in Brooklyn. Sunday night, get my soul right. Fox still every night. Fox been saying since days in high school. Fight, knew the rules. Acted too cool, acted too smooth. Till something blew us, spirits moved through us. Jesus wanna use us, give something special to us. Who us?
You know we had to do it. Oh, y'all be dancing to this in the club. But y'all can't dance to it cause we spitting gospel on it. Y'all better clap y'all on here. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Go Jesus.
That's my Jesus.
Hey, go Jesus.
Hey, that's my Jesus.
Hey, go Jesus. Hey, go Jesus.
Hey, that's my Jesus.
Go Jesus. Hey, that's my Jesus. Hey, go Jesus. Hey, that's my Jesus. Hey, go Jesus. Hey, that's my Jesus. Hey, go Jesus. That's my Jesus. Hey, go Jesus. Hey, that's my Jesus.
This is Heaven Sent Sunday. Welcome everybody. Law Talk Radio. DJ Smells So Good, aka DJ Fighter Power.
What up,
like this
I know he's number one. The Father, Holy Ghost, and the Son. Mary Magdalene was his mom. He didn't come from a tongue. He sent from God up in a garment. Just ask the wise men. Though thorns was in his head, I know he did. Now you know how I said. He made the sun and the rain. But better yet, he made me unforgiven for sin. He got the medicine when you sick, feeling the pain. They asked if Jesus coming back. You think my Lord is playing? Put some water on my head. I was born again. Two fish and five bread, he fed a lot of men. I repent, I'm forgiven for a lot of sin. And we go do that bad stuff again. It's his grace, boy. But you already know we children. Gotta change how we live so we can show that Bentley. Jesus my pop, so you know he in me. My father my mentor, so don't go there with me. Go
Jesus, that's my Jesus.
This is the gospel.
Hey, that's my Jesus.
Hey, this is the gospel.
Go Jesus.
Hey, that's my Jesus.
This is the guy.
Go Jesus.
Hey, that's my Jesus.
Just a little excerpt. That was my dog J Fox, you know what I'm saying, off his mixtape. Honestly, I don't even know the brother, you know what I'm saying, but somebody turned me on to his music back in the days, like 2 years ago, and I've been pushing this dude, never met him, never talked to him on the phone, but, you know what I'm saying, as long as he, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing for the Lord, that's why I go ahead and give him, you know what I'm saying, the most respect for that. I got a call on the line, look like my dog Stout.
What's up, boy?
Yeah, man. Happy Sunday to you, homie.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Happy Sunday to you too, also, bro.
Yeah, it's Heaven Sent Sunday, man. I hit the line. I tried to call Brother Rob and Brother Lane. You know what I'm saying? I left them a message to get a show a call. You know what I'm saying? A call in and give a testimony, man. How they? You know what I'm saying? How they? Or what made them change their lives? You know what I'm saying? To take the path that they currently on.
You know, the thing that I told you about was that You know, I know the test. I know about the testimony for Brother Lane. You know, I told you, I gave you the hint about Lane.
Yeah,
in Germany. You know, but the testimony for me was that, you know, mine was that in April the 23rd, 1992, before I came back into the military, but I was just coming back out, and my testimony was that, you know, it was a revival at my father's church, and there was a lady, she called me up, well, she didn't call me up, she singled me out, well, it was like God was calling me, and she pointed me out, and I was in the back of the church, and, you know, she pointed me in. You know, I was in the crowd, and she looked at me, and she called me out, and this is how good God is, and that she looked at me, and she called me, and she talked to me, and she sat there and told me, she said that, she looked at me, and she sat there and told me, first thing that she told me, she said that it was hard for you to cry, and I said, yes, ma'am, and she said that your family done you wrong, I said, yes, ma'am, and then she said that you don't got no friends, and when she was telling me that, and the thing was that, my friends left me because I was just getting out of basic training, and my friends that I thought were my friends, they wasn't around for me. And then when it said that, when it came to my family, was that my family wasn't there when I needed them to be for me. And then when it said that I was all alone, I didn't have nobody, you know, around me. Then only person that I knew who knew all that was nobody but God. So when all of that boiled down to was that it was nobody but God, and then she told me that back in the days was that we used to get down on our knees and we should just call Jesus, and the thing that she told me was that, you know, that the best way of getting closer to God was that was going to the Bible and reading Romans the 10th chapter and the 9th and the 10th verse. And then when she got me to the front of the altar, and I remember these verses so well, was that I read it in the front of the whole church. That the most memorable verse that I remember was the 13th verse, and it said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that was my famous verse, and when I called upon that, I was saved. And that was my testimony right there. And from that day forth, God had done so many things in my life. And with that, there's a lot of people that I brought over towards God. And Lane is one of them.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up, man. I mean, that's we all soldiers in different armies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I try to stay a soldier in the Lord's army, man. Cause I don't find out what happens when you try to serve the United States Army, when you try to serve your own army, and fight. You know what I'm saying? Fight alone. You know what I'm saying? It don't work. It ain't gonna work.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But bro, you know me. You know, even so, I was in the Army. I made mistakes, but you noticed that when we was in the field, I still read with God.
Yeah.
I still was trying to keep a straight life. I mean, I read my Bible, but I still try to keep that straight, narrow life. Right?
That's, you know what I'm saying, that's all we can do, it, you know what I'm saying, and give our best to, you know what I'm saying, live in his image, because we ain't nobody perfect, but we can, you know what I'm saying, live in his image.
That's right.
And that's the main motivation for what I do on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying. I don't try to live for the next man and how they feel or don't feel about me, you know what I'm saying. I don't live for no woman, how she want me to be or don't want me to be. And I don't live for my friends, you know what I'm saying, whether they like to hang around me or not, because of what I'm trying to do with my life. You know, don't judge me. Judge yourself. Every time you're looking in the mirror, don't be trying to see Roundtree or smell so good. You know what I'm saying? You need to see an image of yourself. And that reflection, if you don't like that reflection, then you need to do something about that reflection. You know, you need to take it upon yourself to either make a positive change for your personal, spiritual, or whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying, to make that change and make you a happier person to see yourself in the mirror than it is when you see another person's image. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be looking at the mirror and they see somebody else. Like, what you mean you see somebody else? If you don't see you in the mirror, then you need to get to that point where you see you again. You know what I'm saying? Get back in touch with you. You know? You got, matter of fact, Stout, where you at?
I'm riding. I'm just leaving from, well, not church, but I'm leaving over a friend's house to eat, man.
Oh, okay. Now I heard a lot of sound like a little.
That's my brother. That's my brother and my friend in the car. We just coming back from visiting our cousin.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, tell them, you know what I'm saying, big ups from everybody Iraq. You know, I got Miss Black on the phone. Now you got to call her Miss Black. Now we got to keep the names on the undercover tip. You know what I'm saying? Keep them guessing. So we got Miss Black on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You say what's up to her, though. You already know what time it is.
Hey, Miss Black.
Hi, how you doing?
All right. I'm still waiting, but hey, Miss Black.
Nick, no.
Okay.
You better wait on that MySpace page.
Tell him.
All the pictures you need is been provided by Tom. Thank you, Tom, in MySpace.
See, I was keeping it on the cover.
But keeping us connected.
That me and Miss Blight.
Yeah,
I was keeping it undercover.
Yeah, man. Nah, brother. Everybody know. That seemed kind of strange because we was asking that a little earlier, like, why people always want a picture of you. Yeah, I'm just saying people in general. You know what I'm saying? Every time you meet somebody, be like, well, send me a picture. You ain't got no pictures? You know, like. Yeah, like I'm a million miles away. What is a picture really going to serve right here? I mean, if I send you a picture of Fabio, I mean, would that, are you going to know that's me or not me? You know what I'm saying? What does it matter?
People just want some hope.
That would you say, some hope?
Some hope. People just want some hope.
What, hope that they'll meet a real person or something? Like,
that's it. People just want some hope. You know how people just want hope they're
going to
lose some weight. That's it, hope.
Oh. Man, hope. If you want to lose some weight, stop eating, goddammit.
That's the thing about it. I mean, that's the thing about it. It's just like, if people want hope, I mean, it's the thing about hope. People that want some hope and things, man.
What is it? What is an eating disorder if you got a refrigerator full of food? That means your mind is in it. You got a disordered mind thinking right now. If you ain't got nothing in your refrigerator but some waters and some Ritz crackers, and you eating that for the rest of about 2-3 weeks, go ahead and see where your weight go then.
Yeah, they're going to lose weight,
yeah. Yeah, but eating eight Weight Watcher meals at one time, talking about you trying to curb your appetite, They ain't gonna do nothing. they got a Diet Coke on the side. Let me tell y'all something about diet. Anything diet is not good for you. It puts more weight on you than it's supposed to be able to take off. Anything, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet anything, sweet and low, equal, all that crap is the opposite of what it's supposed to do. It's scientifically already been scientifically proven that The people that been taking these same stuff wondering why they ain't losing weight is because you steady packing on more sugar with the same stuff that's supposed to be taking the sugar out you and helping you lose weight. So just you know what I'm saying, a little healthy, a little health wise info right there.
You know. I think you need to put that on your space, bro.
Yeah, that's real. That'd be tripping me out. That's like we was talking about yesterday with the recession, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a recession, that means you are in a recession. You personally, you as you keep looking at yourself, dang, man, I'm in a recession. Yeah, because you're sitting there talking about I'm in a recession instead of getting out on your grind or doing something to put some kind of dividends in your pocket. So that's why you're in a recession, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Hey, tell your people I say what's happening though, man. I ain't hear you relate that message.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Hey, y'all, my bro from the military, he said, what's up, y'all? What's
up, dude? Like, what that mean? Man, tell them they live on the radio.
Hey, y'all live on the radio.
Yeah, he see how he going downplay it. Yeah, he down, player. What? If I could reach my hand through this phone like Freddy Krueger, I would be. I ain't in the military no more, but thank you.
My name is John. I want you to know I love all of y'all. And we got the inside going right for you.
And we got the inside.
You said the east side?
No, inside, see.
Oh, okay. Inside of what?
They don't know.
Inside. You got the inside locked down. I'm like, what y'all inside? A box? We holding down the inside of the box. Y'all keep holding down the outside of the box. We got you.
Sometimes people don't understand that. You know, sometimes you give people an inch, they take too long a mile.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what that was. Because he just did a poll vote over everybody. Like, we inside. Inside the church? You inside the house? What you inside? The car? You holding down for the inside of the car? All right.
I was trying to let you know, bro. Sometimes people don't understand where you're coming from,
bro. Oh, man. But see, it's a different reaction when you like, oh, I'm on the radio. Then a whole attitude change. Oh, well, let me give a shout out to Cheryl, Craig, Little Ray Ray, Bill, all my homies on 7th and 12th. Still hustling, dog, but keep your head up. The Lord is looking at you. Like, dang, bro, you had to put all that.
The crowd on the inside.
Hey, look, some people can't handle that publicity, man. People can't handle that, bro.
Handle who?
He can handle that.
Oh, you say publicity?
Yeah, he can handle that, bro.
Hey, man, yeah, all you got to do is tell him tune in to the show. He'll be all right.
I can't deal with that either, because then when he do that, man, he going to want to give you the whole nerd life story, bro.
Well, that's what I'm with. That's what we're here for. You never know whose testimony will be a life changing testimony.
Bruh, you don't know my brother.
Hey, your brother don't know me.
Round, you don't know him.
Your brother don't know me.
Plus,
man,
you can always press.
There's
a mute button.
Put your phone on speakerphone and let me dedicate this next song to brothers like you and your brother. And soldiers over there in Iraq serving. This song is dedicated to all y'all. There you go. It's Marvin Sapp. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Never could have made it without you.
Now I would have lost it all. Oh, I forgot I wasn't muted.
How you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I'm wiser.
I'm better.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it. Without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. Without you.
That's real, boy.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would
have
made it.
Oh, oh, oh. Never could have made it. Yes, anybody, is everybody in agreement with that song?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. That Marvin Sapp, he did that when he made that song, boy. I gotta admit.
Hey, who doing the sniffing? Who doing the sniffing?
I hear somebody sniffing.
I heard somebody sniffing.
Miss Black, that's you over there crying, girl.
Yeah.
You crying?
No.
Girl over there crying,
no,
girl. You
crying.
Done had a moment. Girl, I had a moment, y'all. Somebody give her a cyber tissue.
That girl a tissue.
I'm virtually wiping your face right now. Oh man, that song should have touched you, man. That's a touching song, man. I can play that 30 times, man, and can't get enough of that song, man.
That's
so
why
true.
I brought it. That's why, yeah. I brought the CD.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got the CD, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up. He definitely that brother there, man, yeah, he be putting it down. He be putting it down. I like that, you know. I got my dog, got one of my homeboys calling. He do, his name King, call himself King Rob. He currently doing some R&B. He was in the studio when I called him, doing some R&B cuts. But his background is, you know, grew up in the church, you know what I'm saying, singing in the church and stuff like that, which you know, to me, if you started out in the church, you know what I'm saying, and then you get into R&B, and then now you rapping, but you ain't rapping for the Lord, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by taking a self-reflection. You know what I'm saying? Now, me, I was raised up in church, but I mean, I was raised up in a white folk church. You know what I'm saying? 1 hour in, and we out. One none of that, you know, sing for 45 minutes, and then the preacher's about to come on after another 15 minutes, and then the preacher come on for like 45 minutes, and then you got another 15 minutes of singing, then you got 10-minute benediction. You know, you be in church for like 3 hours, you know what I'm saying, messing with us. White folks, they get in, hallelujah, Hail Marys, and then they out. You know, they in and they out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying nobody worship is no better than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? As long as you praising the Lord. You know, that's the whole thing with me. You know, so yeah, man, but if you got to take that self-reflection, you know what I'm saying? Stick on your path. Lord put you on that path. You know what I'm saying? If you started out singing in that church, you know what I'm saying? A lot of artists I meet now, you know, they say they started up in the church and they getting back to, you know what I'm saying, gospel, rap, and R&B. You know what I'm saying? Because they've kind of been drugged through the real industry. You know what I'm saying? And the entertainment industry is dirty, y'all. I mean, it's a dirty business. You know, I don't know why most people be trying to run off and become that superstar, because when they actually do and they get to where they think that's where they're supposed to be at, that's where they find out it's definitely not all what it's cracked up to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's a rough industry, you know, especially if you're a female or if you're just a male with not a lot of drive going for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're falling into them kind of categories, you're just a person, period, that is not a true go-getter. You don't need to be in the entertainment industry. I mean, you got to go 100 miles an hour to get to almost where you're trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? Then you have to kick in Germany style and go 300 to get the rest of the way. You know, it's real. It's definitely real. But Mr. Stout, what you got going on today, man?
Really not nothing now. Like, sort of just going home and just relax, man. Relax on for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Just relax on for the day.
I'm finna be heading up your way. Actually, I might be up your way next week. With my artist Hurt. I got an artist named Hurt, you know what I'm saying? He got a new, I can't address his music on this show. But, you know what I'm saying, I got an artist I'm going to be bringing up that way. We trying to get out of Tampa, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the artists that actually listens, you know what I'm saying? I get tired of listening, you know, talking to artists that think they know it all or think they know how to make themselves successful, because if that's the case, then you would have been successful.
Yeah, without you.
Without me. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even be coming to me for no nothing, no advice, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going to waste my breath, let me waste it on somebody that's going to at least, you know what I'm saying, appreciate it. And that's what this brother here is. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know what I'm saying, he understands that in order for you to be a success, you have to get out of your immediate area. Your hometown is not going to make you no success. Because you're dealing with all your friends that think that you still just a friend, and they're not going to put you on that superstar status like you want to be. So you have to go where you are appreciated. And if I don't know you, then how can I not appreciate you?
True.
You feel me? If I done came 2 hours, if I tell you I'm from Tampa and I'm all the way up in Jacksonville, I mean, you don't think you're going to show me more love than the cats down in Tampa, and I done drove 2 hours to bring you some music that you have no access to?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And it's indie. It's indie music. I ain't talking about Lil Wayne and all that crap on the radio. I'm talking about Street Fire before it even becomes, you know what I'm saying, radio material. You know, and that's, yeah, man, that's why you have to, if I can get over to Iraq, nigga, I'll be a contractor, you know what I'm saying, just to bring music over to Iraq and introduce the soldiers to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be in the war zone around no insurgents, you know. I don't want them to mistake me as an insurgent and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I will go over there if I had that kind of chance to take artists. But that's what Blog Talk Radio is for, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking artists all the way from whatever area you are in the United States, and y'all getting broadcast over to Iraq, New Zealand, Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, which I just got Jamaica added on to the listener base, you know what I'm saying, and it's just getting more and more people. I go into Alaska chat rooms, I go into China chat rooms, Singapore, Australia. I go into all these out-of-bound places to try to bring, you know what I'm saying, our talent out. Because if you're talking about it outside the box, all the people inside the box are going to be wondering, well, what's going on out there?
True.
And then they're going to start looking over the box and wondering what's outside the box, which is where we're supposed to be thinking anyways, outside the box. Stop thinking inside the box, you know what I'm saying?
You're right, you're right.
We sell ourselves short, you know what I'm saying, on that. So I gotta take you back real quick, man, because I was tripping everybody else out off of this. This song right here, y'all, is dedicated to my dog Stout. This next cut is dedicated to my dog Stout and all the men and women serving over there in Iraq. I better be seeing some push-ups, sit-ups, and some two-mile runs. I know y'all got y'all hand over y'all brow right now. Oh, man, I'm dead wrong for that. I know. I'm dead wrong for that. My bad.
Attention, boy.
I bet. Hold on, man. You ain't even heard nothing yet. Stop singing, man. Stop singing the cadence, man. That's too funny. Now, honestly, dog, when you hear that music, it is not the marching song here, you know, not the marching song. But when you hear cadence, is that or isn't that not some motivational music?
Sure, listen, I was finna start running and clapping my hand.
It's some motivational music. I thought about downloading it and listening to my headphone, but then I might get that crazy idea of going back in. So, no, I don't think so.
Man,
I'll play it on the radio.
Running. I'm finna start running,
man. Man, every time I hear that song, I promise you, my feet be like a tapping, and I'm like, oh snap, here we go, 2 mile run, here we go. Oh, I forgot I was at home.
Man, I'm in the car driving, I'm moving side to side with the beat. I'm like, damn, my left foot in tears.
Ignite.
Wait a minute, I'm a civilian now. I ain't in the army no more.
Yeah, man, you gotta get out of that thinking, man. Get your mind off of the cadences. I know Maven over there. It's 11 o'clock at night. I know you probably done did about 12 push-ups after that.
Got her
up doing late night exercises. Stephanie back there doing picking cherries. What you say, Isaac? You got Isaac doing the what the other one was called? Where they push your legs down, flutter kicks.
Flutter kicks.
Late night flutter kicking. Flutter kicks.
Up, down.
Oh, man. Now, if you would have listened, I did a workout Wednesday, right? You have to look in my archives, man. Look at the archive shows and look up workout Wednesday. Man, we was on that trip and I had cadences. I got a young cat, he's like 23, you know what I'm saying? He got a little graphics business down here, SFM Visuals, you know what I'm saying? My dog do good graphics. And but he just got out of the army, you know what I'm saying? Man, We shouldn't have never got that cat started on PT. Every morning, he waking us up 7 in the morning. But he, well, I stayed across town. When I was crashing out over there for about a week because the car was broke down, they were getting up 7 in the morning. They'd get up, do the you know, regular PT. You know what I'm saying? After they finish, go outside, and then, I ain't going to say a two-mile run. They probably run probably about a half a mile. I guess about a half a mile. You know what I'm saying? A couple of blocks, and then they'll bend one and come back. But, I mean, that it's just motivational, you know what I'm saying? Because the two dudes that he actually helping, you know what I'm saying, are a little one is a little overweight. My other homeboy, Slave Man Booth, he one of them stocky types that look like he used to work out back in the day. But then just, you know what I'm saying, stopped. And so, you know, once you start working out, that's going to turn the flab.
Sure
it's going to be, and it, you know what I'm saying, it's still going to be in the form of muscle, but it's going to be more flabby than it is muscle. So he ain't far away, you know what I'm saying? All he needs to do is get it toned back up, you know what I'm saying? So it's a benefit for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't worked out since I left the military. I ran nothing but my mouth. Yeah, I'm going to the gym today. Hey, that's my workout every day, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, but I had to, I've been trying to curb that, man. I've been trying to, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get back to that image that's on my little profile, you know what I'm saying? That's how I looked when I first came out.
Man, I don't even think I seen a gym, bro.
What's that?
I don't think I seen a gym, man. People say, boy, how you in the same size? Who, me? Man, I can't gain no weight, bro.
Yeah. Well, it ain't about the weight gain, you know what I'm saying? It's just that. You know, I just look slim now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, dang, you look all skinny, you know what I'm saying? My muscle turned just to bones. I'm like,
hey, bro, I'm still the same. You got the same strength, bro.
Yeah, so I got the, you know. But, yeah, I still smoke half of these cats, you know what I'm saying? These young cats still coming up thinking they can, you know, race and get out there and beat me. Man, please. I had to go ahead and win me a couple of dollars here and there, you know what I'm saying? Betting little young cats thinking they can whoop the old dog, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good.
Oh, you still do that too? You look at think, man, I got out last year. Yeah, come on.
I don't even be worrying about him, you know what I'm saying? I'll put $20 that anybody want to try to race against me. And I smoke. And I'll smoke a blunt first and then race it. Make the odds better. Anybody want to bet? Anybody out there? Oh. Oh, my bad. Shouldn't be talking about blunts on this show. We talking about holy blunts.
Well, you could.
Because the weed, the herb that's inside the blunt is blessed. Because the Lord put that on earth for you and me.
I ain't going there with you.
Oh, ain't nobody feeling me on that, boy. That's all good. I smoke by myself, pray by myself, get saved by myself. One of them songs. You know how rappers be trying to turn gospel, but then they keep their same old lyrics. I say, man, listen. I'm at the Crump for Christ, right, doing the Crump for Christ DJ. And I do that each and every other Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Crump for Christ is what we do down here in Florida, in Tampa, for the teams, you know what I'm saying? Instead of them trying to go out and find a club to get into, you know what I'm saying, we invite them to, you know, our version of the club, you know what I'm saying? Where we play nothing but gospel music. We got live gospel performers and all that kind of stuff that come in, you know what I'm saying? It's not strictly for the teams, but it's you know what I'm saying, mainly encouraging the team. But then we need the parents, you know what I'm saying, to bring the teams, you know what I'm saying, to hang out. Don't drop your kid off, which that's a reflection on your family, though. That's a whole reflection on you as a parent. If you bringing your child to a gospel, you know what I'm saying, anything that's got to do with the Lord, you know what I'm saying, and you not there alongside your child, you know what I'm saying, giving them support and showing them that what they doing is the right thing, you know what I'm saying, you got to look at yourself. That's like dropping your kid off the church and talking about I'll be back in an hour to pick you up. You feel me? It's like, huh? All right, you know, so.
You ain't in church right beside me, Mama. I need you right here to let me know that God is good and you ain't here beside me in church.
Nah, yeah, I see. But this one dude, I'm going to play one of his songs, right? His brother's name is Chapter, you know what I'm saying? He He used to be his. He used to have a song called "Get Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up." You remember that song?
Yeah.
You remember that? You ever remember hearing that? Well, after he did two of his songs, his third song, "Get Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up, for Jesus, Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up, Get Crunked Up for Jesus." No, bro. No. That song that you had that song for, when you did that song, the lyrics, even though it's just the instrumental, bro. No. Because the first time I heard it, the only thing I thought about was "get crunked up, get crunked up, get fucked up, get fucked up." That's the lyrics to it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then he's saying the clean version, mm-hmm. "get crunked up." But still, man, anybody who truly know that song back in the 90s, whenever it first came out, that's what they're relating that to.
Okay, I got you now.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what you started out on, let that be your past. Let that be a reflection of your past, because he brings that up. Yeah, y'all know, y'all remember me from, you know, getting crunked up, you know, and them teens don't remember none of that. That wasn't their era, you know what I'm saying? That was our era. You know, they ain't have nothing to do with that. So now they're not going to remember none of them songs. But when you try to bring that beat back up, all the adults are looking at you like you finna get the party crunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he finna take it back. Oh, snap, get both. Oh, wait a minute, he's saying get crunked up for Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. Yeah, man. So anyways, y'all be the judge. Don't be no judge. It ain't good to judge. You know what I'm saying? Lord gonna judge everybody. But just listen to the song. That's all you do. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, it don't matter to me. I'm gonna play it as much as I want to, cause it's heaven sent Sunday, man. And this is the only material that I got loaded up. So this is all I can work with. This is called "Pass You By." This dog chapter. You know what I'm saying? Former rap star of Icons. That's pretty much all I know. Chapter. Right here live on Blog Talk Radio.
This the truth.
Go Jesus. It's your birthday.
God, hear us cry.
If I'm knee deep in beef, is you riding with me?
Uh-huh.
If I'm lost in these streets, is you riding with me?
Uh-huh.
If I decide to move a key, is you riding with me? I know you're riding with me, know you're riding with me.
If you bleed like I bleed, and you can see it like me, every line written in red, I bleed blood on these sheets. You're hearing all of me, cuz I ain't here to compete. I ain't your average rapper trying to get my name on these streets. Since the age of 3, felt something inside of me, dividing me, like we ain't here for free, riding me. I don't want to make y'all nervous, but we here for a purpose, and I'm going to complete my service. And I had that dame and I had that fame, and I had that chain and it made me insane, and blind to the fact that something was riding my back, surrounded by darkness, dying in traps, depressing at home in a room dark and alone. Doctors won't condone the amount of drugs I was on. The way that life is, we best to tell our kids the only thing could save us is what Christ did.
If I'm knee deep in beef, is you riding with me? If I'm lost in these streets, is you riding with me? If I decide to move a key, is you riding with me? I know you're riding with me, know you're riding with me. If I'm knee deep in beef, is you riding with me? If I'm lost in these streets, is you riding with me? If I decide to move a key, is you riding with me? I know you're riding with me, know you're riding with me.
A verse, I pray that God can hear me. Let me do great works and let me speak out clearly. Let the comfort of come and sit so nearly. Pray, teach me, reach me, reach me. Turn my brain off and let my spirit leave me. Put my pen in motion and I write so freely. And I'm free as a bird and I'm saying these words. It ain't coming from me, it's coming from He who made me from dirt. Abba,
holla my shot, ta ta, coco, la la.
Papa, open up the revelations and read one verse. Decode 7 lines to know your worth, ma'am, sir. Yes, we're part of Mother Earth. That's why it's so important to know each other's worth. But we're dying for nothing. Here we come from something, something big. Live to love and live.
Yeah, it's a whole different level now. I hope y'all can really get a grasp of what I'm trying to tell you. What it looked like around the world. What it looked like in the streets, what it be like on the block.
Go Jesus, go Jesus, go Jesus, go Jesus.
This is Gospel Gangsters. It's called "I Call Your Name." Going out real big. Blog Talk Radio. Boy, DJ smells so good. Heaven sent Sunday. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Try to feel my vibe, haters give me 5 feet. Y'all killed my vibe. Of course, the hustle and use muscle in this cruel world with no guidance. So I really had no choice but to resort to violence. Just to get some heat proceed to get paid successful. I had to hit the block to set up shop for my finance. And if I don't play sports, I never see college. Hung in my hood, and I got a little street knowledge. And get your wealth without myself and watch your health. And whenever in the time I need, just call on God for help. Stack your mail up for the prison cell. Now faith in God is paying. Got me living real, don't you forget, but y'all boys got me crossed up. This my creation, play your Haitian, get y'all tossed up. And it's a shame if you don't lead the game. You're bound to see the flames, better hit your knees and call his name.
Follow the rules, take notes, and watch me. Ball, pick up the phone, got to make a gang of calls. Tell them gospel gangsters here to take it all. You hope I fall, I'm not the ball guy. Home, you picked the wrong guy. Your mind tricked you into believing your own lie. Look, I teach the gospel and gangster. At the same time, you get sick, I pray. You disrespect, and I'ma take mine. Cause God and his West Coast gangers make me famous. Beats and lyrics off the easy for CD. But can you blame us running like a wild pack of coyotes? You can't tame us property of committee soldiers. You can't blame us trying to own busy the skyscrapers. Fed ties with high papers. Got the whole industry trembling while cool to annihilators. They can't fade us. Don't get mad because they played us. I'm down and dirty by my scratch, making fools take hiatus.
But I choose not to, because the rules of the crew is that we stay loyal and true. Don't wait, wait, no, put God first, see, this all we can do. Never have loose expectations, homie, because that's being untrue. She got them left the game, but game never left me. And when the thug comes off the streets, he can never really shake his white sheet. My whole focus is being right and making cheese. And I know in order to do that, I've got to stay on my knees. Having a painful home and a navigator, that ain't bad. But some folk will criticize, make it feel like it's bad. Don't drop the baton when according to the plan. Catch me if you can. Meanwhile, everybody laughed and played their game. I just went back with my past, taking names. Seems strange looking back as I reminisce on how it changed, and that has come to this. Vibe with this, the rhyme I get begins. My mind just flips, this cycle never ends. My life's a trip. If I could get away from the game, then I would switch today and change my ways. It's just a phase I must go through. If your mind starts playing games, what you gonna do?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's Gospel Gangsters. You ever heard that stuff?
Nah, I never heard of that, bro.
You ever heard of Gospel Gangsters, a group?
Nah.
Grits?
Yeah, I heard of them.
You heard of Grits? Yeah, they tight now. Both of them groups tight. I mean, I like both of them groups. Miss Black. I had to switch that up. You ever heard of either one of them groups?
No.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. She done laid down on the pillow and done fell asleep. Girl, get off the what the things you used to lay on? Hammocks
cot.
Or
them cot.
Get out your fart bag. Get out of your fart sack and Pay attention to the show.
Hey, Gene Cole, we know it's hot over there. Gene Cole, we know it's hot over there.
Oh, yeah, you know that. You know that. Y'all, how hot is it over there? This ain't no joke. You know how you sound like you're setting up for a joke. Hey, how hot is it? How hot is it, Miss Black? How hot is it over there?
Hey, that's a vacuum cleaner over there?
Nah, that's my computer about to blow up and take off. You hear
it? Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, I be, man, this computer be in triple overtime. I had this thing about to blow up, man. I put a 750 gig hard drive in here.
God darn it, boy.
And, man, look at here. Boy, ever since I did that, boy, it's just been, my mama be thinking it's gonna take off. I be thinking sometimes, too. It ain't did it yet, though, you know what I'm saying? Well, that's thank you. Thank you, Lord, for not letting it take off.
You know. I think you got I am Miss Black, man.
Yeah, she, well, the thing of it is, like, see how we talking and we straight up because we stateside? It's like a, it's like a 5 or 6 second delay in the talking. You know what I'm saying? And from what she hears, it's like almost probably longer than that, I think. I know at least 5 or 6 second delay. So when we talking, you know what I'm saying, she'll hear 5 or 6 seconds later. So that's why the responses are kind of, you know what I'm saying, chopped up.
Yeah, so. And I gave bruh the number yesterday and told him what time about the thing today. But, you know
who, Lane?
Yeah, you know I shorty you.
I mean, I called his phone and while we was doing the show, you know what I'm saying? I called his phone and left a message and told him to call in. You know, but all I say, man, is this show is not for the benefit of me. It's for the benefit of everybody who participates in this show and whoever gets something out of it.
Yeah, but I told him about that too, but it wasn't about that.
Yeah.
But I was just telling him what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just tell them what we were doing. We were just support one another.
Oh, yeah. That's the basic thing. Like my homeboy, I called my other homeboy, Rob, not the military Rob, but my other homeboy, Rob, and he supposed to be calling up. You know what I'm saying? But it's just same thing, just support. You know, he's like, well, what you supposed to testimony on? I almost reached through the phone and slapped him then. Like, what? You mean, man? There should be plenty of stuff to give you a testimony on. You know what I'm saying? Just a testimony for the Lord waking you up today, and you know what I'm saying, and bringing you to another day. That's a testimony. You know what I'm saying? Testimony is anything that the Lord done did for you that's been life changing or bettered your life in any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? From the what you think is the smallest to what you might think was the biggest thing He ever done for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what the testimony is all about, you know. So I don't know. He might call back and he might even call up and give his testimony. That'll be welcome though. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to use my show for, man. I'm trying to use it to be a voice to the world so they'll know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying over here, which really is why I want a show for Iraq too, over there in Iraq, because I mean we really don't have no soldiers' voice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a real voice that where you can really interact and talk with soldiers. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be a show set up similar to just like this on Blog Talk, but it's strictly, you know what I'm saying, for the soldiers serving overseas, wherever you may be at. You know what I'm saying? So you can communicate, because what I'm trying to do now, if I can get all of us, you know what I'm saying, from 1-1 back on here, that's all we finna do. We finna have us a good time. You know what I'm saying? Reminiscing.
Yeah, you're right.
You feel me?
1-1 do need to talk, so man, it's a lot you missed, boy.
I'm telling you, man. And ever since I've been talking to you and Miss Black, I mean, I done been actually remembering a lot of stuff that I told myself to forget. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff I told myself to forget. You know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, sometimes you get worked up over a lot of BS that went on. You know what I'm saying? So some of them things, you know, you it's not intentional, but just for your sake of not stressing yourself out when something triggers that, you know what I'm saying? I put that way. That's why I couldn't even remember the colonel name. I done put them cats so far you know what I'm saying, in the back of my memory. I mean, I lost pictures of them. I lost the whole site. But since I've been talking, now I remember that Colonel Bromwich was driving that old raggedy green photo Benz or BMW, whatever that crap was. You know what I'm saying?
It was an old Mercedes. Now, since
it was an old Mercedes. Green photo. Yeah, that, damn it, I'm telling you everything. I'm telling you, dog, man, I got so much stuff been flooding back to my head, man. It's been like crazy. I'm like, wow, I thought I forgot like all that stuff. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? I thought I just would never even remember, you know, that stuff would never come back up. But yeah, man. A lot of that, you know, a lot of thoughts and stuff, man, from serving over there has been resurfacing, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking to nobody from my old unit, you know what I'm saying, over in Fort Campbell, you know, to really spark up that stuff. Because ever since I came into the military, didn't like me, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't conformative. I ain't conforming to nothing, man. I'm here to serve my country. Not serve you crackers. When I was in Fort Cam, I had to tell the whole, man, it came to a point, though. I got an Oracle 15 one time because I'm out in the woods. We out there in the back 40, you know what I'm saying, doing a little 30-day rotation. The first sergeant was a straight redneck. I mean, he was a redneck, and there wasn't no getting around that. He was a redneck in Army's clothing. And he made that apparent to every black person around there, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, he was just, I don't know, he was just a disrespectful person, period. You feel me? Because we had a captain named, well, I don't even know why his name was that. Well, he was a buster, though. His name was Captain Buster, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he used to chew this captain out like he was a first lieutenant. I mean, like he was, you feel me? Like the rank structure wasn't even there. Like, he was a colonel talking down to a lieutenant, put it that way. Like, he was a colonel. Like, he was the colonel. That's how he was talking to captains, first sergeants, you know what I'm saying? He other first sergeants, and a couple of majors. Just real redneckish, you know what I'm saying? And from that dude, I mean, from him, man, I remember being in the woods, he calling me. I can hear him. I mean, I'm way out somewhere. I don't even know where I was at. But he yelled so loud to where I could hear him, you know what I'm saying? Private Roundtree. Get your ass over here now. You know what I'm saying? I remember all this verbatim. Man, I'm trying to figure out what was the problem. It wasn't nothing major for him to even be clowning like that. But he was just the a-hole that he was. So when he called me into the tent, it was him, Captain Buster. And that time, I forgot what the colonel's name was. Or it might have, yeah, it was a colonel. I forgot his name, though, so. He really wasn't that bad. He was pretty cool. But when they called me in there, I mean, the first time, I just started blah, 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 just like biting my head off. I don't even know what I'm in there for. Mind you, though, we out there on live range. We out there live, doing live exercises. You know what I'm saying? To the world, to everybody else in the world, live exercises, meaning we got live ammo in our weapons. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we was out. That's how I was out there practicing. So mind you, I'm in the tent with a live weapon, fully loaded weapon. Man, the only thing I remember was snapping on this crackle and telling him, I said, man, listen here, I will kill every single one of you in this tent right now. I said, because you got the wrong one. I said, man, I'm from the South, brother. I'm from the South. And now all that Southern, you know what I'm saying, everything from me from the hood came back. You know what I'm saying? I went straight hood. Just put it that way. I lost all military bearing because he lost all his military bearing. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to get on that level, then I can go back to the block. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you think you back on the block. That's what they used to always like to say. Oh, you think you back on the block. And that's where they took me to in one instant. And I got Article 15 and all that. And it was just the Lord's blessing. I didn't get kicked out right then and there. Because I had live ammo in my M16, and the expression that they seen on my face, I was more than dead serious. You know what I'm saying? I was past dead serious, because if he would have opened his mouth one more time, his ass probably would have got popped right there in that tent. Excuse me, because I get a little angry when I think about it. That's why I don't be thinking about that old kind of stuff and what the military done to me, friends, and family. You know what I'm saying? Because that affected everybody. What happened to me affects everybody. You know what I'm saying? It affected my friends that was around me. You know what I'm saying? It affected my family. Cause when I called back home, my mama was ready, you know what I'm saying, to get pull me out of the military. Like, it was school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in school or something. You know, you're like, no, baby, you don't need to be in that situation. But that's all that's teaching you is real life situations. You know what I'm saying? That's all that's teaching you. Whether they got a uniform on or they ain't got a uniform on. You know, you're going to come up into some real life situations where you're going to have to really make some real life choices. And that's what that was. That was a real life choice to where I couldn't have been the man that I am today on this phone. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I am here. You know, so I do thank the Lord for that. Yeah, I am here. And I do thank him, you know what I'm saying, for having the memories to appreciate what I have now. But it made the memories that I want to always keep at the forefront. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep them way in the back. Way in the back. Because it ain't positive. It ain't beneficial to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not beneficial at all, man. And what they did overseas was just that was just past stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. But made it through it, though. That's why we all still here. And we all still able to share stories. You know what I'm saying? And we're not sharing them beyond the grave. You know what I'm saying? Or we're not sharing them from the grave.
That's why you played that song. Never would have made it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, boy, because... What? Boy, man, this is here. One from my little bit of upbringing. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, after my upbringing and actually, you know, just manning up. You know, I had to man up, because, man, look at him. I came into the basic training like that. I was in basic training while not like I was back on the block, you know, up until like 2 weeks later, and then that's when they were digging in my butt like a shovel, you know what I'm saying? And that's where all my bulk and weight came from doing push-ups and sit-ups, you know what I'm saying? Because I was acting like I was back home, you know what I'm saying, and wasn't trying to conform to what they wanted, what they expected of me. You know what I'm saying? And I really wasn't feeling that. You know, so matter of fact, let me play this song. This is how I was feeling. This is one more song. This is F1 Diamond called Pastor of the Trap House. It's going down right here live. I got my dog Stout of Mine, you know what I'm saying, representing real big JVL out there. We got Iraq, Miss Black. She done hung up, but I know she somewhere around here. And you know, just big ups to all the listeners, guests, and everybody that came through to enjoy this day. And may this be a blessed show for you, and you got something out of it. And with that said, here go F1 Diamond.
I'm ready. This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJ. DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir. Trap House Exit. Let's go. Trap House Exit.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Trap House.
I ain't stuck in church. Hollin' about no love talk. I'm down in that ghetto preaching where they crippin' blood walk. Tell them about that new heaven that Jesus red blood bought. Tell them what they set down. We've been set apart. I be about my daddy business, man. This ain't no upstart. But I hear that church talk, and sometimes they knock our method. They claim I'm out here shining light where it's not reflective. I told them David for Goliath put an awkward record. I'm trying to work to sleep and giant up these narcoleptic. The truth be told, you let him tell it, he is non-receptive. Man, to that old church stands, but he might two-step it. So in my attempts to reach him, I just might two-step it. Yeah, so I will not let them retard my effort. I pray to God that he recharge my effort. Yeah, so I will not let them retard my effort. I'm F1 Diamond, now welcome to the Trap House Exit.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Trap House.
One time, that's F1 Diamond representing out there Tennessee, Memphis. Big ups to Memphis, Tennessee. Big ups to Clarksville. Big ups to, man, just big ups to everybody up there, man. Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, representing Kentucky, what it do. You know what I'm saying? Now, see, that's why I be playing that type of music, because I can bring that on around my hood, you know what I'm saying, around my peoples, and I'm reaching my peoples with that type of music. You see what I'm saying, Stop?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, and people be kind of judgmental but they was judgmental when Kirk Franklin came out. You know what I'm saying,
right,
with his style of music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, but then look at all the people that was following him. You know what I'm saying? He was saving souls. He was reaching people. You know what I'm saying? Bringing people into the church that ain't never been in the church before. You know what I'm saying? Or never thought about going into the church for whatever reason.
There's a Kirk, my boy.
You know what I'm saying? And see, and what he's saying is, you know what I'm saying, I'm not in the church, you know what I'm saying, worrying about what y'all worrying about. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the streets preaching. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the corners. I'm in the dope holes. You know what I'm saying? Preaching my message. You know what I'm saying? And that's what his whole motivation for his rap style is. You know what I'm saying? Is to bring the streets back into the house of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be in. You have to go to the streets. You can't just walk around, pass no flyers out, and expect, you know what I'm saying, the thugs to get off of their grind, get off of their hustle, and give you another. You know what I'm saying? Give you a chance. You have to bring it to them.
But see, that's where that some of the older generation falls short at, because I had to teach. I mean, I had to talk to my dad about that, because he. Y'all, I mean, the older generation, they're afraid. They're not afraid. They feel that they're above going to the dope hole. They're afraid. Then they think they're above to go and talk to the people, because they feel they're separating themselves to going to talk to those people that don't understand the will of God. Because I talked to my dad just the other day about what does the mind of feeble mind mean. And I tell him today that people don't understand the Bible, but I say you have to break it down in a certain way that people can understand on their level. And we got a debate about that, but I said, okay, Daddy, but longer that you break it down to a certain way that people can understand, that's the better way you can bring people towards Christ. And
yeah,
that's the way you just put it.
But and that's why a lot of my friends, you know what I'm saying, they like to talk to me, man, because when I read stuff, I regurgitate it and give it back to you how I understand it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When I read, you know, big worded documents and all that kind of stuff, and then some of my homeboys might come and they read the same thing, but they don't get no understanding out of it. But then I can turn right back around and I put it in my language, and they'd be like, dang, I understand what you're saying. Why I can't read that for myself? I say because they putting it in a language that we don't understand. We're not familiar with.
Yep.
You know, and it's intentional. And it's totally intentional that it's worded that way. But, you know what I'm saying? They got the wrong one, because I can read anything. I believe anything you put your mind to, you can do.
Yep.
and I does that. You know what I'm saying? So when they try to sugarcoat words and blow it up and put these old words that mean the same exact thing, you just want to put a big old word. You know what I'm saying? That was dumb. Oh, no, that was preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So if I'm talking around my own boys and man, and what you doing is preposterous. What? Thank you. That's exactly how everybody going to be silent and looking at me crazy. Like, what did you just say? Oh, you trying to talk like the white folks. It ain't about talking to white folks. It's just appealing to another level, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? But you have to elevate yourself. You know, so I try to always focus on elevating myself and never just being left in the dark. You know what I'm saying? That's what that boiled down to. You left in the dark, man. If you can't get on the bus, get on a plane and train, and go to another country, go to another state, and being able, and that's what we as black people are gifted at, the ability to adapt and overcome from wherever we're placed at. You know what I'm saying? You place us, that's why all these rappers say, man, yeah, you place me in the desert, I'm going to come back with a meat coat on, some alligator boots, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the mentality we have. It's survival by any means necessary. You know, our other counterpart, you know what I'm saying, is survival off of somebody. You feel me? They have to take. They don't create on their own. They wait till you create it, and then they take it, and then call it new and improved. You know what I'm saying? Or want to call it, you know, or this is whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's the main key thing they like to say, new and improved. How can something be new and improved? How can you find something that's already there?
And then want to call it new and improved.
You know what I'm saying? But like Columbus. How did Columbus find Florida or find the Americas, period? How did he accidentally run up into something when it was already there? How can you rename something that's already there, already has customs, already has their everything?
True.
You know, that'll be tripping me out, man. But that's that's the wicked world in which we live. So I just try to, you know, I ask the Lord that when I be reading stuff, you know what I'm saying, just give me the power to understand it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do is ask the Lord to give you power of understanding. To relate what's on that paper, document, video, song, whatever, so you can understand it. And he'll put it in a way that you can understand it. I've always found that, or he'll always sent somebody in my direction, you know what I'm saying, to make that happen. You know, one time, thank you again, Lord, you know what I'm saying, for that. And thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying, for Brother Stoudemire, man. Yeah, I appreciate you, dog, you know what I'm saying? I really do, man. It's like I've been trying to find all my old buddies and stuff, you know what I'm saying, all my old homies, man. But, you know, true key people, man, is who I really be looking for, you know what I'm saying? And it was out of 20 of us, it was still 5 of us that hung, you know what I'm saying, tight like draws.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, we had a click. But then again, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was about 5 of us. Me, you, Lane,
Nottage.
And Nottage. But I mean, I hung, but see, that was your kind of your crew. Like Nottage to you was Canty to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all still, as the click, you know what I'm saying, all still interacted with each other.
Yeah, we had everybody back.
Yeah, which man, I didn't find. I guess that was the location that we was at too, where we was kind of forced into doing that, watching each other back. Cause when I was over in when I was in Fort Campbell, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't even, man, please, it wasn't no support. It wasn't, I got your back, dog. You know what I'm saying? When I went over to Germany, that's when I felt I was in the family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Really felt I was part of the family. I got a 813 guest calling in, man, for the last 2 minutes. I want my brother Rob. Brother Rob on the line. Brother Rob, what's happening, brother?
What's up there, man?
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the live is realest radio station on the internet. I got 1 minute. I got my dog Stoudemire on the line, old Army buddy of mine, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know Rob is ex Navy SEALsman. Not Navy SEAL, but ex Navyman. An ex-Navy, man. You know what I'm saying? I do got a cadence for you. but I ain't got enough time to play it.
It's all good, man.
I'm lying
hey,
like
hey,
a
hey,
mother.
crazy.
I'm going home.
Oh, man. Hey, how y'all feeling? That's how y'all feeling. Rob, man,
yeah.
You called in a little late on the show. I wanted to give, you know what I'm saying, more time to get the testimony in on, but, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's all good. You have to call back during Monday. Any day you can call and give a testimony if it can reach somebody.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, real quick, tell them what you got going on, man.
Well, you know, just right now we just, you know, here at the house working on some things for the people. I'm also going to hit y'all with some gospel tunes. You know, a lot of people need some things, you know, some tunes to uplift them. So, y'all get ready for all that stuff, you know. It's
coming
gonna
live
be
from the
year 2009.
The King Rob files. The King Rob
files.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it do, man.
What's got going on?
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds left, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, let you know that you're calling in a little late, homie. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Still got love for you. It's one of the four horsemen. You know what
Woo!
I'm saying? Big up to Zach, my dog Rob, my dog Cornelius, yeah. And of course yourself, you know what I'm saying, which is me. That's DJ Smell So Good, man. Make up the four horsemen. That's my other family here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Our version of Four Brothers. You know what I'm saying? We got our own Four Brothers going on right here.
Yeah.
So, real big. 5 seconds left to the show, then we stop streaming. I'll let y'all tomorrow, man.
Peace.
All right, we off air. We off air. This is the behind the. We still recording. The show is still recording. But after 3 o'clock, that's after 5 o'clock, that's when the show officially stops streaming online.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, we still live, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I still got my dog Style on the phone up there in Jayville. And he was stationed over there in Germany with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's a good. I remember when you went there, you was all happy when you went to Germany.
Man, please.
But you were happy when you was up
stop.
There.
Stop. Hey, stop. Yeah. that was facade you had to put on, you know what I mean? Yeah, we balling downhill, you know what I'm saying? Damn, Lord, please send me home. Please send me home.
That's what I mean by happy, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, I know the most... let me say, eye-opening thing for me was going to Africa and, you know, learning how
That's what I wanted to go back to so bad, man. That's on one of my trips, you know what I'm saying, is go back to the motherland into Egypt because that's where our story is.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you got to learn hieroglyphics and how to read them signs that's on that wall, which is what I'm studying now.
Uh-huh.
I'm studying hieroglyphics right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm studying Afrikaans, the Afrikaans language.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Which is our true language. And yeah, man, I've been trying to elevate my mind on a little bit of other things. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get back in touch with the true. You know what I'm saying? The true self.
Yeah.
You know, and since you got that chance to go over there, you know, I applaud you, homie. I mean, how was it though? How was it?
Well, it's pretty good, man. You know, you learn a lot. You learn how people over there really think of Black Americans over here. They don't call us African Americans because you can't go
we
over
not.
There. Yeah, that's how they feel, and they rather
no
you
damn African Americans. Africans, if anything, we just Africans. You can't put me up against no other Black African and say we don't look alike.
Yeah, you could say that. But over there, don't ever say that you African, period. Because they don't like that. You know?
What they call themselves?
They call themselves Africans. They feel like we are Americans. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, if you're Black or not, they still going to feel like, hey, you are a Black American. That's what, like, helped me understand that, okay, they really don't feel that we are African because we wasn't born there, you know. And I had a friend that was on the ship with me who was from Africa, and he really like gave me that education. Like, look here, man, this is you was born here. You had this opportunity, so you should consider yourself as an American, a Black American, not no African American or whatever. So I kind of looked at that situation like, all right, cool. because I wasn't born there. You know, I don't know, my ancestors probably were, but I was born here just like everybody else that I know was born here, you know. But why not call me a Black American? I am Black.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So
yeah.
I was born in America.
Okay.
You know, so you can't call me an African American because I wasn't born there. You know, like Chinese Americans, they, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he's Chinese American, but really and truly, you was born here, but you're just Chinese. You know, and that's the difference between me. A lot of people might not agree with me on that, but you know, just going there and seeing how they felt about it and learning the way they feel about it.
I wanted to get an African on the line. I was telling I was telling Miss Black that, you know what I'm saying, since she over there in Iraq, she talking about Africans over there, they, which, oh man, I was straight clowning, I ain't gonna lie, now, I straight clowned on, I think that was a Thursday show or something like that, when we had Tone It Down Thursday, and she told me that joke, she ain't tell me no joke, she told me you was telling me the truth, but the picture that I got out of it was just straight hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She taught me some of the Africans over there, a guard in the chow hall,
uh-huh.
the rec center,
yeah.
and the weight room. them three key areas now.
I said,
how do you put, okay, let me ask you this first, because I might be getting this mixed up with Somalia. You know what I'm saying? Are they the same? I mean, did you see the commercial Africans?
Huh? No.
Like, you feel me? Like, they always, oh, please help this little
Matumbo. Over there, the people that you see all in the famine and everything. All right, let's say, like, in the Sudan, they live like that. And that's a lot of where all the problems is, where the people that are eating and you know, they're not being fed well, the doctors are not good. You know that they live the tribal life. But where we went was where all them diamonds come from, and they live like you and me. They know what BET is, and you know who this is and who that is. I went down, and the most, if you ever go, you know, and I say every Black man, if you get some money in your life, if you win some money or you just happen to come across somebody, take your ass back over there to South Africa, Africa, period, and, you know, learn that place.
Yeah.
Go back there. And once you go, I'm telling you, you're going to feel at home. You're going to feel at home because it is the birthplace of man, period.
Mankind, period, yeah. The birthplace of everything. Language,
your
religion, everything came
from
Africa,
came
from
Africa,
Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Which is Egypt, which is in Africa. What did you get to go to Egypt?
Nah, we ain't have enough time. You know, when you working for the government, you got to go where they send you. But you know, we went down to South Africa. Then we had a little situation that went down up there in Sierra Leone with the people taking over. You know, the army. The difference between America is you'll never have a military leader take over the country, you know. But over there, a military leader can be like, all right, I'm going to throw this president out and I'm going to be the president.
What?
You know, yeah, that's what happened when we went. You know, he was like, all right, I'm going to throw this guy out.
Okay, so that's the same with the Fidel Castro type deal.
Yeah,
because he's a military leader. He's not a politician.
Right. That's how Castro became in power, because he was the head of the military. And now his brother in power, and he's the sick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, that's another thing this country needs to straighten out, too.
You know, what's that? The power struggle?
The situation with Cuba, you know, it's been a long time for them to have that hatred for that country. You know?
And this Black man, look at him. Do you know how many Cubans look Cuban?
Yeah, not too many. It's a lot of Black people.
They look Black.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Asata Shakur, she got into a lot of political trouble back in the days. You know what I'm saying? She was accused when the Black Panther Party was up and heavy of being part of one of the conspirators that killed one of the political people back in the days. So they've been after her for like years. You know what I'm saying? And she been exiled. She actually got broken out of prison because they had captured her. And she was in prison, and they almost killed her in prison.
Yeah.
And then she actually got broken out of prison, and then that's where she's at now. She's in Cuba, you know what I'm saying? Exiled, because she could never come back to the States. She could never come back to the States.
Yeah, they gave her asylum over there, so, you know, she going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, wow. But then when she showed the country, though, I'm looking around like, where the Spanish people at? Cause that's the idea that you get, like Cuban and Spanish, you know what I'm saying? That's how they look. Y'all both look alike. Heck nah.
Yeah.
Cubans is niggas.
Yeah.
I mean I'm just saying they more black than any Mexican or any Hispanic person want to call themselves black.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Cubans, man, please. I got a homeboy right now. If he would never come out of his mouth with his Spanish talk, you know what I'm saying? You would swear that he was just as black as you and me.
I can give you another example of a Cuban. my grandma, who my granddaddy was married to, she was Cuban. You know what I'm saying? And she looked like me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, black. And it's like Cubans down here. Man, who is this beeping on my phone?
Yeah, you'll never know.
Hold on, one quick second. Talk to Rob. Rob, talk to Style. Hold on.
What's up there, brother?
What's up, bro, man? I was listening to you, man. And, you know, you're right. The African don't feel that we should be considered ourselves Africans, African-American, because, like you said, we wasn't born over there.
Right.
And I was listening to you. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't be considered ourselves African-American, but, you know, us in this economy, you know, we consider ourselves, we should be called African-American. I'm like, why? We were born over here American.
Yeah.
We should be called black, but not no darn, you know, N-I-G-G-E-R.
That's right. We shouldn't be called that.
We should be called black American.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when you get down to the black, you got ignorant people here that, oh, I ain't black, I'm brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you feel me?
Then you run into the old color barrier of it. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, to get the color barrier, how do you get the color barrier out of there? You feel me? That's really what's got stuff, our whole entire countries screwed up. It's the color barrier.
That's the whole point. You know, remember we went from being colored to Negro.
To Negroes, to
man,
all kind of different names. You know what I'm saying?
We've been every name in the book, if you can think about it. But the white man, they only been one name.
Yeah, you know? We ain't never called them Caucasoids. you know what I'm saying? Never called they call us Negroids. You know what I'm saying? Y'all from the Negroid era. What the is a Negroid era?
Yeah, but remember, we couldn't send them to them.
Well, back then, we couldn't,
We just had to accept what they call us.
Yeah. And now you got, like, you know, like, people, I would say, let's take Barack Obama, for example, right? Some people, right now, they got a poll on a computer saying, and I think it's stupid, do you regret voting for Barack Obama? And they got a poll up there, right? I seen this yesterday. And I normally talk about, you know, I do a blog on YouTube, too. And things I talk about, different things on there. It's kind of a little different, you know. It's a little bit more straight than forward. And I'm saying, you know, it's uncensored. Let me just put it to you that way.
Well, you need to get you a show on here, then.
If you catch this,
it's just Sunday that I'm censored.
And
I choose to be censored. But during the week, it's uncut, uncensored, 18 and up, 21 preferably.
All right, well, you know, maybe once a week or whatever, I have something to talk about.
Set you up with your own show, man. You want to? This is the use tuning into the King Rob out. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a 2-hour show. You know what I'm saying? I man, please, whatever it takes for people to keep coming back and listening to this program and learning something off of it. You feel me? I mean, I was just placed in the position to make this thing happen. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happens with it after this is up to us.
Yep,
that's true.
Does, you know what I'm saying? So I welcome them. Yeah, bro, you got, tell me what date you got free, and you know what I'm saying? But it's got to be between 12 and 2, though.
Okay.
That's why I keep a consistent time, you know what I'm saying? Because 12 o'clock this time is 7 o'clock over there in Iraq. What time it be? It's something like early in the morning, like 4 or 5 in the morning in New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Yeah. So that's, you know what I'm saying? I got a listener from New Zealand, and I got a listener from Jamaica. So I don't know what time zone they in, but that's what I be trying. That's why I do the 12 o'clock, because it's neutral for everybody. It's neutral for us here, and then it's neutral for them there, because they all off work.
Well, I believe you better get you some different clocks and set them time zone clocks.
Yeah, that is true. To try to get, you know what I'm saying, times for everybody.
Set him up, bro. Finish on your pole, man. Finish on your pole with Barack Obama, bro. I'm listening. Finish on your pole with Barack Obama, bro. The people, you know, I don't think that pole is cool. You know, the man is like, okay, he giving these banks all his money, right? Yep. And they go and take 100 million of that money. And pay bonuses the same people that ran this country into the ground.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I look at it like this. You know, you ever think about this? When we in the neighborhood, right, and you see all these neighborhood houses, us as black people, we can't buy no house because it's $250,000. That's inflated prices.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold those prices, up.
Yep.
Let me tell y'all something, man. And this is so true to the heart. Where we staying at, you know what I'm saying? Me and my mom staying in a 2-bedroom condo. Since we've been staying here, we was doing a lease to own, lease to option, you know what I'm saying, to buy from private owners.
Yeah.
Notorious down here is people re-renting their homes and knowing that the damn home is already in foreclosure.
Right.
And then they just taking money out your pockets, you know what I'm saying, and you can't get that money back. It just
so
happened that, you know what I'm saying, Lord blessed us that, you know, this place was owned by the association. So when they came to our door knocking, normally, you know what I'm saying, that the residents got a couple of 2 weeks or something to find them another place and get up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this has been happening with houses all over Florida and all that.
Yeah.
But the owners of this place here, you know what I'm saying, after they gave it up, Mom went down. She had an appointment to actually go and bid on the house.
Yeah.
Which we ain't never heard of. As black folks, we ain't never heard about bidding on houses and stuff. Do you know when she went to the auction house?
Mm-hmm.
It was only about 20 people in the auction house.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5-bedroom houses, dog. Guess how much the starting bid was?
How much?
$100.
$100?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
$100, though. And the only people that was in there was mainly bankers. She said while she said, and she said she couldn't even, we as black people wouldn't even understand what was going on until the end. Because we was never put into that, you know, allowed to be in that picture. Yeah, she was like wondering why, you know what I'm saying, they'll say this address, why, whatever. This person will put his hand up. Boom, $100. Put his hand up. Dude, before she figured out what was going on, the bank had them bought 5 houses.
Yep, I know.
For $100 a piece. $150,000, $200,000 homes.
Yep. And they paid $100 for these.
$100. When my mama, when the condo came up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They started it out at $100.
Nah.
This is you know, appraised. This is like 100 and something thousand, you know what I'm saying, dollar condo. $100.
Yeah.
Bucks. the bank bought it for $1,000 just because my mama went up and said, you know what I'm saying, well, $200. You know what I'm saying? They all looked at her like she was, you know what I'm saying, wrong and need to be fired on.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to people contesting them.
Yep.
Yep.
They used to just come in there and nobody don't know. They raise their hand, go in and buy them up five or six houses, turn around, they done made $500,000 or $600,000 off of each one of them houses.
Yep.
Off of that $100 that they put in.
Off $100. My mama sat up there and she said the $200, and then the dude from the bank, he came right back and said, well, $1,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mom
sat there.
Mom, yeah, so what the lady sitting next to my mama said was, well, it ain't no sense you really trying to compete with the bank, because the bank has, he's a representative of the bank, and his cap is at $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go all the way up to $80,000, you know what I'm saying, for as far as an offer and to get this place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, what I was also saying, though, is if they cap, which I believe that's what it was, they are capped to $80,000, period, though. So if you would have said, you know what I'm saying, look, $75,000, you know what I'm saying, he would have had to stop because he already bought five houses for $500.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that would have already took him, capped him out of his $80,000.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying. If us as black people coming into money and all this, and we go out and buy a damn new home,
yeah,
and you making all these payments when you supposed to be at damn auction house, you know what I'm saying? If anything, you would buy, you can get you a house under $100,000. Put it that way.
Now, see,
yeah.
Bro, not to cut y'all raw, but see, if I'd have did came into money, bro. Oh, bro, that's what I'd have been. That's what my business would have been. I'd have been to the auction. Oh, I'd have brought houses, but see, my houses would have been into a way that I would have been to the black folks, but I'd have been into a contract that you'd have had to buy houses, but it would have been the houses that, hey, it'd have been clean. You'd have kept up to it. I wouldn't have no drug dealers there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you would have kept the house up to date.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Oh, you would have had it maintenance good. Oh, I would have did a routine check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, if you want something to be looking good, oh, you'd have kept my house up, and there wouldn't have been no activities. It would have been no boyfriend there who ain't got no job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be something, oh, I'm going to let you be something, but you're going to learn how to keep something that looking nice. Because we're going to be a black person that's going to be going somewhere.
But at the same time, us as black folks been dumbed down so much as far as finances. We don't understand the true value of what we be having. You know, one time when the stimulus checks came out, when Bush first did it, when we was first in the depression and got into the so-called recession, and they just didn't publicize it, and that's what that first stimulus check was supposed to be, because we was already in a damn recession.
Yep. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So come on, man. Yeah, now that Obama is giving direction with his plan, it's questions, now it's all this, that, and other. Bush didn't give no direction.
He just handed out money. He didn't give no reasons for why he going to send this way or what's going on. Obama had a strict plan of this is how you going to get. I'm not going to strictly hand you $900 for you to print. And what we did, instead of putting that money in the economy, people put that money up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know,
they're fearing this happening again.
Right.
And true enough, what will end up happening is, you know what I'm saying, after people realize that was just a fluke, it wasn't no recession and all that, then they're going to go back and start spending money again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they're going to spend it, just squander it away. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
When that first Bush stimulus came, I asked the lady, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, you know, if you got your money, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow, what would you do? What would you do with the money? Oh, well, you know, my old truck needs some new rims.
That's the problem, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're not educated on what to do when we come into any kind of inheritance, any kind of money. You know what I'm saying? We're not educated on the investing a CD, IRA, or anything to really capitalize off our money. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, lady, are you serious? You saying you got an old truck that's all you can think about is putting some rims on an old truck. Not to go and buy a new truck off the lot. You know what I'm saying? Not to go and you know, buy a new truck and that you already got the money. So you ain't worried about making the payments. You know what I'm saying? That's why you own payments, to make your credit look better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not taught that. Even my uncle, when he fell off a 14-foot ladder, 14-foot ladder, end up messing his kidneys up and messing something else up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got a $20-something million lawsuit off of it. But he can barely read. You know what I'm saying? He can barely read and write because that was, you know what I'm saying, because he was always in the streets, younger. You know what I'm saying? So now as he got older, first thing he do when he got a settlement money, he went to the lot and paid $20,000 cash for a brand new car. No credit. He has no credit. He had no credit before this because he was in and out of, you know what I'm saying, incarceration and stuff. And then after, you know what I'm saying, the Lord sent him, blessed him with this money. He just, he's not blessed with the intelligence to know what to do with it. And that goes for all of us, though. You know what I'm saying?
I give you another example. I got a family member, you know what I'm saying, stepbrother. Played pro baseball. I think you know about this, Dave. But over time, this brother had $30 million in his life. You know what I'm saying? $30 million. If you had $30 million in your lifetime that done touched your hand, there is no way at this point right now you should be broke.
You ain't never lied on that, bro.
$30 million. You should never be broke right now at this point in your life. And right now to this day, the man broke.
Please, stupid business. You should never be broke, bro.
Never. You should never be broke because that money, over $100,000, you could live on the interest alone.
Like,
you're right.
If you are properly educated on how to live off of the interest.
And that's the problem with a lot of things on the TV. I see everybody, they like the flaws. That's the, I'm going to buy this right now because I got this money. I'm going to buy this right now. I'd have made that same mistake too. But now I know, you feel like, hey, I ain't going to be able to get it, so I might as well go ahead. But now it's about, hey, all right, if I'm going to invest in this because I know it's going to bring me something sooner or later.
You know? I got hit. It's been about 3 years now. Got hit on a bicycle. You remember when I first told you I got hit on a bicycle?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got $8,000 back from that.
Uh-huh.
I took that to the bank. When I took that to the Bank of America, Nations Bank at the time. When I took it to the Nations Bank, and I sat down and I asked them, I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? I got $8,000. How can I invest this? Do you know this punk motherfucker only told me put half in the savings and half in the checking account? Put $4,000 in the checking, $4,000 in the savings. And just don't touch your savings. $8,000, that's all you can tell me is put half in the checking and half. They told me that when I first started opening up my first banking account.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? And when I opened up my first banking account back in the military, I still didn't make no money off of it. I didn't get no interest off of it. Not to where I could see anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The annual percentage yield was like, man, please, $5 a year. So at the end of the year, I might see $5 interest.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? But not, you know, and I wasn't educated myself financially to ask, you know what I'm saying? Well, what about CDs and IRAs? But me thinking that you a bank representative, you know what I'm saying? This would be your first thought.
Nah, brother, the color of your skin.
That too.
Yeah.
That too. That too.
You figured you was going to need the money, but you trying to put it somewhere where you going to make some money off of it.
Yeah, or you know what I'm saying? It just that really kind of confused me. I was like, man. And as I, you know what I'm saying? To this day, I'm like, man, if I would have had that money, you know what I'm saying? I'm still on that if. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now with $100 and $200, you know what I'm saying? I've been investing in little small stuff. but it's not enough, you know what I'm saying, to make it, you know, it's not enough to take me to where I would really need to be at, though. I'm trickling it in, you know what I'm saying? I can buy an MP3 player here, buy one there, and then sell it, you know what I'm saying? Basically, just get my money back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a site that that you don't need that much to invest in, but there's a site that you can buy, like, Walmart stock, $25 a month.
Wow.
Okay?
Buy Walmart stock?
Yeah. Now,
that's pretty good, though. But
you got over 6,000. You got over 6,000 stocks. Even your boy also invests in Exxon stocks too.
Yeah, right.
Since your boy, I do.
Exxon.
Since your boy talking.
Exxon, the oil company. They spilled all the oil.
Yeah, this your boy talking.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Enron. My bad.
No, this
my bad. I'm thinking Enron, not Exxon. Enron. I'm thinking Enron.
Yeah,
that's the belly up. All right, yeah.
Now, see, this your boy talking. Since we talking about, investing, you know, since, now, see, when you were talking about that, bro, I does a lot of investment, and you know my situation about being separated, so, your boy had to take a lot of other stuff out, but I just got through looking at my investments. I had to take some of my investments out, and now they're kind of building back up now. But my investment will be looking good, but I had to take some stuff out because you know what I'm going through, Tree. But I can go ahead and give you a Rob the website, and I love it. I love it because if I need any money, need some money, and if I need any money, I can take my money out, take whatever I need, sell some of my stocks, and they'll send my check to me, and it'll be like 3 days, they'll send my check, and then I can cash my check in. But the thing is nice, because you can invest in anything you want, and you can have it come out your check, out your checking account. It's real nice.
I mean, what do you mean by investing $25 a month, though?
That's what the company wants you to invest in. You got different companies that you can invest in. With me, I invest in Walmart, okay? I invest in Walmart stocks. When I invest in Walmart stocks, the fee that I want to invest in Walmart stocks is $25. But once you invest in Walmart stocks, that amount that you invest in, you can have that shares come to you. Well, $25 of what you invest in Walmart, that amount what you invest in, that's how many shares you get. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so whatever that stock market be, that's what you invest in.
Okay.
So it might be $49 that day when that money hits Walmart, hit the stock market. Okay?
No, break this down to me. If I put $25 in tomorrow...
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Whenever that money goes in, it might be $50 that day. The stock market might be at Walmart. So say that the stock market might be $50. So whatever that $25 get, that's how many stocks you buy. Okay? It might not buy because you don't have that much invested in. So whenever it be like, you might get 0. so many shares, right? But when it get that point 1.000, it's $50 point by my bam bam, 1.00. Okay, it builds up until you get to that 1.00. But even if it's 0, so many other that thing behind that zero decimal, okay, you still got money.
That's what I'm saying. You're still gonna see some kind of dividend,
yeah,
regardless.
And guess what? You got an option. Do you want cash tight, or do you just want your money still to be reinvesting? Because Walmart is a company that you can get cash back whenever Walmart stocks get dividends, or you can have it coming to you. Me, I don't want the money. I want it to keep on rolling in.
Right.
So I wanted to reinvest. because I don't want the money. And I said, bro, man, you're going to be, you know, 60, 70. So when we in our rocking chair, that's when we start when I, you know, we might want to cash in our chair, you know, cash in some money.
So, I ain't going to be in no rocking chair.
No,
I'm
going
to be like, I'm going to be 99 years old still barefoot skiing. You know what I'm saying?
Rob, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the option you get. Because Walmart is a company that they ask you. They pay you for the little dividends that they give you. So instead of you cashing, instead of you wanting the dividends, you don't want it. You want it to reinvest. So if it be 20 cents, that 20 cent will buy you more stocks. Remember you said you might get $5 in your saving account? You don't want that $5. You want that $5 to reinvest and buy more stocks from Walmart.
Right.
So this is the company that, you know, even so the company, it buys shares, I mean, it buys what stocks from Walmart, bro, Walmart will pay you. But you don't want the money from Walmart. You want to keep on buying it. So every time you're buying it, they'll send you, you know, you just want to buy more and more stocks, more and stock, more stocks. But then when they send you your letter, they even say that, like, even like income tax, when you get the income tax, I send like $100 for my income tax and buy more stocks. I say, here's $100, I'm buying more stocks.
Wow. So, I'm feeling that one.
So,
I'm saying though. We don't know nothing about that. I'm saying as us as a people as almost as a whole. I mean, yeah, you got your millionaires here and there, but them millionaires ain't telling nobody how they got to that million.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Or they'll make you go and buy a book. That costs, you know what I'm saying, $50, which ain't doing nothing in the end but putting more money into their pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that ain't necessarily saying that they finna tell you all the quick tips that they follow. They gonna tell you some of the ways, you know what I'm saying, that they did to get to where they was at. You know, I'm talking about, man, if you gonna write a book and I got to buy the book, by the time I finish reading this book, I need to damn near be on a millionaire status.
That's right.
You know,
fellas, I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm gonna call you back a little later.
Yeah. That's what's up. Show over with anyway. You know, we just hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this is recorded anyway, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/
right
DJ Smells So Good, and you can check out the episode, download it for yourself.
All my
episodes you can download, and if people don't believe that you was actually on the radio, play it back for him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's real.
Hey, nice talking to you, though, homeboy. All
right,
Mr.
Brad.
Mr. Stout, yeah.
Hey, Rob, that site, man, is www.computershare.
Computershare?
Yeah, .com.
All right.
Computershare.com.
Computershare.com. All right, I got y'all.
All right,
appreciate that, Rob.
All right, man.
All right, homie.
Later.
www.computershare.com. Computershare.
Yep.
Stock market shares.
Yep. I brought Exxon, too, man. When Exxon shares were down, man, I jumped on to them, man. And guess I'm paying for it. I'm paying for him from a VA check. Yeah.
Hey, no.
I got $50 out of that. So I'm paying $75 a month.
Hey.
Yeah, $75 a month. $50 for Exxon, $25 for Walmart.
I mean, so, what do you do? You wait till like the end of the year to check on the balance or...
No. You can check online, bro. You can check online. Plus, they send your statement. They send your statement in through the mail, bro. So you get the statement in the mail, and then you can check online.
All right.
But see, that's what I like about it. They got so many shares. They got so many companies that they invest in. You even got a company that you don't have to make a monthly, you got to put money down. Like, see, I don't have to put no money down. But see, You got companies that you know a little bit about, you know, company like Walmart. Walmart ain't gonna go broke, right? Exxon is a oil company that gas, right? So those two are the top major companies that you know we know ain't gonna go broke, right? So that's the company that I went. See, them the two companies I went to.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I went to, but even when they send me like the monthly, you know, send me a monthly statement, they also send you a letter that you can also say, well, shoot, I got $10 or $20 or $25. I can sit there and get me a little money order, $25. Hey, I want to put $25 to him. Put it in a little envelope. Bam, I put $25, huh? It was $25. Put an envelope. Hey, I'm putting this in my account. Buy me more shares. That's it, bro. You don't got to put the regular amount that you want to put. You can put whatever you want to send into them. But that's going for your, that's buying more stock.
I've been trying to, only thing that kind of deterred me from that stock market was just all the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Having to read all that crap to be going by, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the thing about it. You ain't got to worry about if it start going down or the start going up. Like the man, like I read when I was listening to the thing about the stocks. One man hit me. He said people don't know how to buy stocks. But he said the thing about it is people. The man said, "How can you know how to buy stocks?" He said the best way of choosing stocks is what you love.
Go with what you know.
Yeah, no, he said, what you love. And I thought about it. He said, what do you love? What you love, man?
Oh, I can't invest in that.
No. Yes, you can.
Oh, you mean Swisher Sweets? You mean, that's all. Oh, is that on there? Because that's what I need to invest in. Swisher, any tobacco companies.
Yeah, well, smoking, not smoking, pharmaceutical stuff. Okay, did you go to Walmart?
Yeah, I am Walmart.
Okay, look, okay, we both go to Walmart, and that's what the man say, you use the thing that you love, like Apple, iPod, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that we love. He said, invest in the thing that you love. I like, well, Darren, you're right, and Exxon. And I thought about Exxon because I said it's the oil company. And he said, once you do those things, you invest in those things that you love. And I thought about that. I said, well, shoot, you're right. And the computers, that's how you buy your stocks, bro. Mm. And when he told me that, because he's a millionaire, and the man, and you like to say a millionaire's going to tell you nothing, I look at those business shows, and I look at the stocks. And I try to learn the stocks, and I listen to how the people talk about the stocks, and I look at them, and I listen to what they talk about, how the stock market go up, how the stock market go down. And some of the things I don't understand, but I listen to them, like this man called Mad Kramer. I listen to him. He said, the stock market will go here, the stock market go there, and I just listen. But then when that man said, you buy the thing, you invest in the thing that you love, Walmart, I love Walmart, Apple computers, Dell computers. You know, the pharmaceuticals. I listen to the pharmaceutical because new medicines are coming out. Right?
Yeah.
And then you know the new medicines are coming out, bro. That's all you got to do. I done gave you two stocks right there already, bro. Walmart and Exxon.
Yeah.
I'm investing in them, bro.
Man. So, I mean, how would that work? Like, I mean, is that more of something to do individually or to come together and get a couple of brothers and we all put 25 in?
Well, look at this for yourself. Look at this for yourself, bro. I'm doing it individually for myself because, one, well, I'm 38, right? I'm doing mine monthly, okay? By the time your boy gets to be 50 or 60, I should have at least about $140,000 in my stock. Okay? You feel me?
Damn. Yeah. I'm doing the calculations for my motherfucking self. Right.
Right about now, my stocks is 2-something. That's 2 now.
Okay,
not,
so 200?
Yeah, it's 200 now. With them two combined.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, you know, we're not going to say what the stock market going to be when it goes up. Okay?
Right.
And not saying that when I put more money into it, because, you know, you put more money into it, the stock market going to go up. You know, you buy more stocks. You know what I'm telling you? The
right.
more stocks you have, the more money you have in. Because, you know, you got more people like the millionaires. They can say, I got $1,000, I'm buying more stocks. You feel me?
Yeah. And then, in return, though, if they invested that $1,000, that would help you out, even with your 25.
Yeah. But then, get this. If you that got $1,000, that's more for yourself. But you got to remember, if you got 1,000 people that are giving you $1,000,
right,
you got to
okay.
divide that money up with them.
Right.
What about your retirement?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's you the one that got to have the retirement. It's for your retirement, bro. That's what I'm saying, that when we get the VA kicking and rolling for yourself, bro, when you get your settlement, when you get your lump sum, you already got your stocks already started, right?
Right. And then just take that money, which was money that I wasn't even expecting anyways.
Thank you. And you say, hey, I already got my stocks already started. You know, hey, I got 300 hills. Hey, I'm writing this check, 300, bam, I'm buying this many stocks. This is for me. They're bam. Oh, I got this much right here. Let me go buy, put $500 in CDs. Okay, I'm already set. This $500 in CDs, that's set for me. I'm already set. I can let that draw interest. You feel me?
Yeah.
Or if you get more than enough, I can buy more stocks. Or better yet, I can go ahead and start another account in this different stock. Because you already see, you know, when you get on computer shares, you can see all the different stocks. You say, dang, because they got the toy company. They got so many stocks up there, bro. You like, dang, you going to see so many companies up there around you, man. You say, dang, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm on it now. I was actually... I had to wait till the damn CD finished burning. Now I'm finna type it in and check it out.
But you see all the different things up there, bro. You're gonna like, dang. And then you're gonna budget. You see what I'm saying? Like me, I got to budget because, see, I got to wait after the divorce get through. And then when after the divorce get through, because I'm going to invest in another stock. But see, I can't do all that yet until after the divorce is final. She ain't getting jacked. Bam, bro. That's what I'm doing, bro. Because I'm going to have another stock added onto my portfolio, bro.
Employee plan. So you can, so being that I got my own business, right?
Yep.
But the only thing is, like, I mean, how can I get my company, you know what I'm saying, my business into the stock market? Like, people can invest in me.
People can invest in you? Well,
in my business, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's what you got. You told me you got your PayPal account, right?
Right.
If you got your PayPal account, bro, all you got to do is open up a business account with your PayPal, with your name as your business. That's all you got to do, open an account with your PayPal account, like everybody on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their business name as a PayPal account. All you got to do is get a PayPal account with your business name, DJ Smell So Good, Incorporated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get that, DJ Smell So Good, Incorporated, you know what I'm saying? Bam. Get that little PayPal account, bam, bam, business incorporated, then everybody can make donations and sponsors to that thing right there. Because you got a tax ID, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got to renew it, but I done had it. I mean, my family kind of pissed me off because I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, really how to use it. What was it for? And then when my family knew what it was for, and they started having me buy furniture and shit, and I did that twice, and then I seen how it saved them $600,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying, worth of taxes. But then at the end of the year, I got to pay that shit back.
She didn't have to pay it back if it's using a tax ID.
I mean, I thought when you use a tax ID, that just defers the tax until the end of the month or end of the year.
It deferred the taxes. That means you don't have to pay taxes on it.
I'm saying right then and there, though.
You shouldn't have to pay taxes on it for nothing. Did it send you a tax ID? Did it send you a tax ID for it? I mean, did it send you the thing for it, taxes, anything for it?
Man, they probably
didn't. Did it send you nothing for it?
I don't think. Oh, they got Yahoo on here.
Yeah, you seen that too, right?
Hell nah, Walgreens.
You see all that now, don't you?
Okay, let me highlight everybody who I know on this motherfucking deal. Let me highlight here. The Coca-Cola Company, Clorox.
Coca-Cola is $10 still, ain't it?
What you do, click view?
Yeah, Coca-Cola is $10.
Okay, let me see. Minimum ongoing automatic investment is $50.
You see that? It's $50 or what's the minimum?
It says minimum one-time purchase or $500. Minimum ongoing automatic investment, $50. Requires $50 per transaction for at least 10 consecutive transactions.
See? That's $50. That's $50, so...
Oh, okay, here we go. No, it's the initial setup fee is $10. Cash purchase fee is $3. Ongoing investment fee is $2. Purchasing processing fee is 3 cents per share. Batch sale fee is... What does that mean, batch sale?
Batch. That means, like, every time they make an online sale, it's $3. That's an online transaction fee.
But that ain't got nothing to do with you. You ain't worried about none of that.
No.
I mean, because you ain't really making no transaction. We just worrying about investing.
Yeah, that's like if you like, cash in your, if you want to sell some of your stock back, say, like, you need emergency funds. Like you say, you want to cash in some of your stock. Like me, I cash in some of my stock, shoot. And I needed some money. Yeah, I cash in some of my stock. When I needed some money, yes, I did. That money came to end when I needed it. But I didn't mind.
And I'll show you the most active is Exxon, Walmart, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Aqua America, AT&T, Verizon, Altria Group, and Intel Corp. And Walgreens Corporation. Damn, nah.
Nice, ain't it?
Damn, Coca-Cola doing. Cause shit, Pepsi ain't hitting on shit. So that initial setup fee, that's your initial, how much you got to at least have to start it?
Yeah.
I mean, to start investing. So, I mean, what was you saying about the $25 then?
That's like in Walmart. See, most of them got different fees that they charge. See, most of them got different fees that they'll charge you, bro. Which, to me, when I see in Walmart, I didn't care. See, that's why I waited to the first.
Yeah. Well, they $20 now. Initials is $20. Cash purchase fee is $5.
See, that's $25. That was $25.
Oh, okay. So that's what that means, the initial setup and the cash purchase fee?
Uh-huh. That just needs to be $25.
What is the cash purchase fee?
That's the fee. That's just the fee. I just round it off to the whole $25 for me.
Oh, okay.
So
really it's like
$25 a month.
So really it's like $15 then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be that initial setup fee. I don't know. Let's see, Exxon. Exxon. And Exxon Mobil say zero. What does that mean?
Exxon Mobil.
Yeah, say initial setup fee is zero. Cash purchase fee is zero.
They ain't got the 50?
Yeah, it's got the minimum 50 up at the top.
That's it. Minimum fee is 50.
Oh, okay.
All
so it ain't no...
Zero.
Yeah, so it ain't no initial setup fee. That's just what it is.
Yeah, minimum fee is 50.
Let me get my damn investment on, because I've been trying to figure out how to flip my money, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's what you see. I'm the type of brother that I read and lot. Mama said, boy, you're a millionaire. You're going to be a millionaire. Mama, boy, you're a millionaire. You know too much. Yes, ma'am, I know too much, mama.
It's all about applying it, though. You can know too much and not apply it, and then what that do for you. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, I've been applying it, bro.
Yeah.
I've been applying it. Now I'm going to go run to Coca-Cola. I got to run to Coca-Cola. I got to invest in Coca-Cola because my wife said that she wants my pension, and I had to ask her, why you want my pension? I don't want none of your stuff. You know, I had to break it down to her. I don't want none of your stuff. Why you want my stuff? But now you see how it is right now.
Heck nah. So all these different companies, you take $100 and you can be.
Yes.
They spread throughout.
Yeah, but see, you can invest it. You can invest it. See, I invest mine monthly. I want mine to go monthly because, see, I know I get my monthly check. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You mean debit it out of your account monthly?
Yeah, I debit it out of my account because I get paid first.
Okay. Well, I'm saying I don't have no banking account. I don't do no banks. I don't deal
but
with banks.
That's
period.
Why that look, you know, you got to do with banks. Period, bro. Because see, the reason why, because when we start on your darn VA, we're gonna get this stuff started.
And you got to have somewhere to directly deposit.
Yeah, we got to do it this bank, bro. Because when you get your VA check, you got to get it started, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
We got to get it started, bro, because, see, your medical and all that junk with that, bro, it's finna get started, bro. You got to get all that paperwork.
But it's just a savings account, though, not checking and all that.
Well, if you got a saving account, then, bro, you can still come out your saving account, bro.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, a savings account is harder to manipulate than a checking account. Because, I mean, that means money is coming directly out unless you set it up for that purpose.
Yeah, you still can be able to set it up out of the saving account, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. Yeah, because I don't do that checking shit. That's just too much unmonitored money, you know what I'm saying? I had that happen before, and motherfuckers done move money around. Motherfuckers done said my money did this, did that. And then I ain't got no track record, no trace of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, $600, dog, was missing out of my account. When I got that four grand, yeah, I kept checking the statements, and then when I checked the statements, I'm like, why is $600 missing out of my account? It's because they done allowed some company to automatically take it out. It allowed AT&T to take $600 out of my account. Talking about I owed them for a cell phone bill. I say $600?
Mm-mm.
For a company that I hadn't been with in over 2 years. I don't even remember the last time I was with AT&T. You know what I'm saying? It was at least 2 years. And then all of a sudden now I got a checking account, you know what I'm saying, set up, and now it's money just mysteriously missing out. I mean, no track record, no trace of it. It was no trace. I went to the bank and asked them, you know what I'm saying, well, why is it being taken out? They couldn't explain to me why it was actually taken out. They told me who. You know what I'm saying? But then after that, I contacted them and couldn't get my money back. You know what I'm saying? I was out of $600.
Nah, they could have got your money back, bro.
I was like, man, what the? I said, man, $600 is not my account. I mean, I'm running that race saying, you know what I'm saying? I guess, but then at the same time, you got to know what you asking for. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know specifically what to ask for, you know what I'm saying, to get the ball rolling to get my shit back. But I didn't notice, you know what I'm saying, that it wasn't because of me that my shit was missing.
Hmm.
So that left a bad taste in my mouth with dealing with banks. And then when I tried to get into the credit union was like, well, you got two open accounts that we can't accept your membership. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, well, man, all right. Because you know what I'm saying? It was like, well, I got a student loan, you know what I'm saying, open. And then I got, I think that was, Grime Radio. Damn, these people pissing me off with this crap, man. You ain't even get the instant messages that people pop up telling me something. I've tried these Akai pills, and they're great. Lose weight now.
Nah, I ain't got them.
Yeah, these from people that I know, you know what I'm saying? But what it is, their account be getting fished.
Uh-huh.
So when they, you know what I'm saying, my daughter, her shit the same way. She's sitting up there, I cussed somebody out and reported them. Because you kept sending me, talking something, I just lost weight using this crap. I'm like, man, if you knew who you were sending to, I know this ain't my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Because you wouldn't be sending me that crap. I'm like, man, please. Yeah, they instead of be blowing my damn screen up with that, I'm like, man, it should piss me off. So lose weight now. Now I got to call Lane back, see what happened to him. Call Rob up, see what happened to him. But it's all good, man. Well, I know them brothers straighten, you know what I'm saying? Them brothers straighten on a new path. Hey, it's all good, all great.
But knowing Lane, he probably went to the pastor house and had to do something because they keep old Lane busy.
Mm-hmm.
He like me to my dad in the church. They keep me busy. Everybody ask me why I don't be sitting down. I'm like, hey, when I'm here to my dad's church, dad keep me busy. He always keep me running here and running there. So I know what they be having me doing.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So what you got planned for the rest of the day?
Well, sitting here and look at the land, a little bit of this movie, and then probably run over to my dad in the house. Because, like I said, they got me busy. Mama going to need me.
Mm. Yeah, well, we going to try to make it up that way. I don't know, because he want to just go anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, we can go and definitely get off of these CDs. That's where I want to go. Well, I'm like, well,
gotta go to Gateway.
Definitely out of Tampa. Definitely out of Tampa, you know what I'm saying? If we go anywhere, I know we can, you know what I'm saying, make some moves.
Well, that'd be the best for Jacksonville then, bro.
Yeah, so that's definitely what we trying to do, get up that way. And I tell him I want, you know, just in case we got to spend the night or something. You know what I'm saying? We need to have a place where, you know what I'm saying, we can comfortably go, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got to worry about nothing. And that's how I'll be trying to establish and talk to people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right about that. You better have somewhere where you can trust.
Yeah, you know, because, man, you going to these little strange places, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, man, go on down there to the hotel down at the end of the street right there. Go down there and get robbed. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no hotel or nothing down there, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to do it like that. I got family in Ocala, and I got a couple of female friends in Gainesville. You know, so I'm just trying to get back in contact with them and be like, look, we coming up your way, you know what I'm saying? Give everybody a heads up. But in these next couple of weeks, we finna be getting out of Tampa. He motivated. I'm cool. Like, I ain't got nothing to do during the daytime anyway. Let's ride. And I ain't got to drive. Which is my main motivation. Let's roll. Shit, I ain't got the ride. Oh, I throw some gas money in there. We make some money. It's all good, all great. But yeah, we will be heading up your way, homie.
All right, then. I'll be looking out for you then, bro.
Yeah, man. But thanks once again, man, for tuning in to the show. It's going to be bigger and better, man. It's going to get bigger and better, man.
Oh, we know this, man. We know this, man.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. See, this outlet, I mean, we can have a whole, you know, stock advice Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? And just really, you know, educate people on it, if, you know what I'm saying, that don't know.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the way I feel is the only way you're going to know that you truly know.